In the house, we have myself, Babette, Boogeyman, Farce Value, who's not muted, Mism, who's muted, and SMJ, who's muted. Farce Value, how are you?
I'm good. I have things here at Fakeologist. I see the site didn't crash in my absence, so that's awesome.
Welcome back. Welcome back, sir. I appreciate you coming back. I kind of knew you'd come back. I had faith in your level of dedication to the website. So you're always welcome. You can leave at any time, and you can check out at any time, but you can never leave.
I had to work on managing my triggers. I think I've got
all right. One of your triggers is in the house.
Well, I hate to limit it to a personality. It was more like a philosophical existential crisis, I guess I was having.
You've been around a long time, the world, I mean. Are you worried about what's going on in the world, moving on from, say, 9/11 for a minute?
I'm not worried about, which I don't know. I mean, it's hard to really have a clear picture of what's going on in the world, per se. I end up I generally focus more on what I can see. And from what I can see on a day-to-day basis, it doesn't appear to be that there's much to really worry about. But, I mean, it is great to have all these connections with people all over the world where you can get their impression about what they see, where they are, because I don't really trust, obviously, you know, or these news sources to be informing us about anything in particular. That's not their function.
Right. But
from what I can see, I'm not too particularly worried about things, but I do like the idea of doing whatever I can to sort of extricate myself and from the system and run parallel to it in whatever way I can without being involved. Yeah, I imagine there may be some pain headed toward people that have invested a lot of energy and whatever hope and what have you in the system. I think it's ultimately not going to satisfy their expectations.
My wife just sent me a video with Russell Brand. Do you watch Russell Brand, who may be an FTM?
I hear some of his comments from time to time, and it does seem like from time to time he says things that I might have a tendency to agree with, but I don't think he's a trustworthy personality. Who was the thing he had an association with recently that somebody brought it up that was, I don't know.
Well, he has 5.9 million subscribers. His latest video has 1.1 million views and 16,000 comments. And my wife sent me an email saying, I know you don't like Russell Brand, but go read the comments. And when I saw that there's 16,000 comments, I'm thinking, which one did you... No, she's saying in general, people are extremely awake in the comments. And she also understands the Marcus Allen principle of living in the comments. Because although they are highly guided by what I call government paid operatives, there's probably a lot of truthful people in there as well. So you try to figure it out.
Well, I can share with you some of my observations from a recent event that I was supporting this past week here in Austin. You could.
Yeah, by the way, Austin is a C40 city. Did you know that?
No, I don't know what C40 means.
Well, I posted on the Fakeologist More Ab blog, moreab.fakeologist.com. It's a union or association of mayors who are fully on board Agenda 21 and the SDGs.
Right.
And so they have their own subgroup where they are conspiring, and that's the right word, to implement the SDGs of Agenda 21. And I heard a food guy on the Higher Side chats. Sometimes I get bored of even my own chats. I have to go listen to others and see what they're doing. A lot of great work out there. And there's a food guy from the Higher Side chats discussing what these C40 mayors are going to do. And they actually are going to implement food rationing, energy rationing. Who's coughing?
Me, that was me. Sorry, I should have muted.
Are you okay? Okay.
Fine.
I thought it was a cat. So in the C40 cities, now there's 96 cities, but Toronto's part of that. Austin is one of them. And your mayor is going to control everything to including how many clothes you can buy a year, how many clothing items, to how much meat you can eat. And this will all be controlled by the digital ID. So I think they want a maximum of 16 pounds or 16 kilos of meat per year, per person. And I was trying to figure out how much my steak weighed the other day. I think it was about 10 ounces. So I was thinking, okay, I get one of these a month, I think. I think that's how it works.
There's a guy down here, actually, in this area. I don't even know if he lives any place in particular. I've heard him on a couple of shows. He goes by the name of Texas Slim, and he has a site called the Beef Initiative. Beefinitiative.com?
Yes. No Agenda promotes it.
Yeah, and I went there, and there is a ranch not far from it. And I will say that I don't live in Austin proper. I'm outside of Austin in a small town, which seems to be, from what I can see, a little less on board with all this stuff. If you go to shop at a grocery store in Austin, you can't get a plastic bag. They don't allow them.
That's universal. That's everywhere, I think. No,
it's not. In the city I live in, they all have plastic bags in the grocery stores.
Okay,
so
I'm sorry.
One difference that you can see by driving a few miles outside of town, that, you know, those types of things aren't in force. I don't really see any homeless people in this town. I don't know that they tolerate it the way they do in Austin, but when I do a lot of my work in downtown Austin, and all the overpasses in downtown Austin are homeless tent encampments. And oddly enough, one of the big cabin tents under an overpass down there that I pass by on a regular basis has a TV in the tent. I can see it at night glowing. It looks like a decent-sized flat screen in a tent. I don't know if they have a generator, or it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's not. If I was going to live in a tent, I don't know that I'd want to live under an overpass in the middle of a city, but maybe the panhandling's not so great in the woods, unless you can get squirrels to cough up acorns or whatever.
Well, the homeless go to the city because there's services and people there. That's obvious. Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there must be some reason, because, like I said, you know, if you had a tent with all your basic essentials, including a generator and TV, there would just be much nicer places to park it instead of under an overpass between freeway lanes.
Yeah, but it provides shelter and nobody bothers you. You have to park yourself. You have to think like a homeless person. Where are you going to park yourself?
They're going to go where people aren't going to be.
After the break.
This is Waterman Chris.
Madeira Lissette.
I'm Roland.
Uninstall Media.
Zach Covers.
Don Tossel.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
That's just like the idea of camping for most people. If they're going to take their tent and they want to go camp, they're going to go someplace in nature that's scenic, and they get away from people, you know? immerse yourself in nature. It's just a kind of an odd twist on that idea. But I did want to mention this conference that I was, you know, had the maybe good fortune to be able to attend in some fashion. I do production work, and that's one of the reasons I have some of my opinions about media is because I've been involved for 25 years in the production and, you know, broadcasting and supporting of live events with cameras and video playback and editing and all this kind of stuff. I've just been around it for a really long time. But this conference was called NamesCon, and it was all about domains and domain names. And they had people from GoDaddy there, and there were a lot of talk about ICANN. And there's a bunch of these outfits that were there that had booths and stuff that were speaking in the room I was in that are working on a decentralized domain name platform. Because I guess there's a lot of litigation involving domain names. If people, you know, have the same name, and then there's, oddly enough, too, one of the presenters had a slide where he pointed out, so like if you go to Bitcoin.com, and then the slide he had up was a site where you could go to and see who owns the domain of Bitcoin.com, and this company was called Baltimore Trust or something. And he had a picture of some kind of room with these guys sitting at a table. It almost looked like a voting tally back room where they got clipboards and these few machines. There's a couple of dedicated hardware pieces that create trust keys for these domain names. So, you know when you go to fakeologist.com, you're not going to some knockoff. There, your security key is stored in a piece of hardware with one of these companies like Baltimore Trust or whatever, where that the name of your domain is made secure, so it resolves to your site instead of somebody else. So people can't just, you know, register fakeologist.com willy nilly, and but there are
they can't spoof the site easily. I never really understood the need for it. I think it's a scam, the whole security certificate industry, personally.
Well, yeah, there's an outfit called Handshake, and I talked to one guy that's pretty involved in that. He didn't offer many comments. He's kind of a very introverted kind of guy, but I was told that he's rewritten the Bitcoin blockchain code, which is supposedly done in C++. He's translated it into C and one other language. And I was told that he's the only person that's ever done that. I don't know why or what the benefit of having it translated into other languages would be. But this Handshake is a decentralized domain naming platform that, you know, it's almost like a blockchain type of idea with a peer-to-peer shared thing that's completely decentralized. And when I was talking to him, he's associated with the company, but he said something like, I don't even know where the company is. I don't even know the address. I don't know if there is a home office. It's so decentralized that you can't even talk about where like a corporate headquarters could be or something like that. It was an odd comment, but and it's all about being able to maintain your proprietary name, and then a lot of talk about using these things to maintain privacy and get away from the censorship and all that. It was similar to a Bitcoin conference, and there's a lot of sort of, I'm going to call him an anarcho-capitalist. That's how he described himself. But, there's people, we might not run across them here or with the people we work with, but I know of a few areas where, you know, there's a lot of people dedicated to doing whatever they can to find alternatives to the beast system. So when I hear you talk about, you know, the C-40 or whatever, 96 hitters, and this is going to happen and that's going to happen, well, we might conceive from what they say that that's what they want to happen. But there's no guarantee whatsoever that that's what's actually going to happen. And then if the mayor said, you can only have 16 pounds of meat, I'm like, oh, I'm glad you think so. But I have a connection to a rancher. I'm just going to buy however much meat I want. So good luck. I mean, nobody has to really do this stuff. Unless, you know, they really...
It just depends on how... It just depends on how draconian the people that rule over us want to be. If they want to put the rancher out of business, they can put him out of business. They can raise his inputs to such an extreme that he can't take it any longer. They control many inputs.
I'm just so hesitant to mentally give them that much power. Because the more power we give them mentally, the more opportunity they have to actually implement what they want to do. Because we have no idea what the level of power. I think we can rightfully assume that about 90% of the power they have is based on how much people believe they ought to do what they hear from them. If they had to literally force all this stuff on people with brute force, I think it would be completely impossible. They wouldn't get past square one with brute force. But if everybody believes that they need to engage and act as they say they should act, then yes, that's where their power comes from. It's all from belief. The beliefs are installed, and once they're installed, then it changes behavior patterns. And when behavior patterns line up with what the powers say they want to happen, then we see the changes, but not before. So I'm just very careful about talking about these things as if they're inevitable, because I don't think they are. I think there's a lot of people doing a lot of things to try to work around the system or develop parallel systems or find hacks.
There's a lot going on in the background. You're right. There's a lot going on in the background, but we don't know about it because they don't have the mic. They don't have the microphone. As you know, in production, whoever has the microphone gets the talk.
That's why I wanted to mention what I saw this week, because it was, you know, kind of a small conference. If I hadn't been booked to work on it, I would never have known about it. I would never have come across it. I wouldn't know any of these people. There's a local guy that's working on this .tx domain, and he gave me his card, and he's like, hey, I'll give you 1,000 domains. This is going to be like a big deal in a few years. I'm like, that's awesome. Maybe I'll get farce.tx, and that'll be my domain name that root level, you know. So we don't hear about a lot of these people, and I just think it's always good to keep in mind that the inevitability, it's not there, and I'm very careful about giving it my emotional and mental energy, like, oh, this is, it's inevitable, it's baked in the cake, they are going to do this, the mayor is going to limit us to 16 pounds. Well, the mayor can't walk around to everybody's house and see that. They could raise the inputs. Well, you know, if they raise the inputs, it's going to... At one time, the economy of the U.S. was, I heard it was 70% small businesses. So as big as... And it's, of course, it's changing over time. It's probably down to 50 or less. And even, like, okay, here's another example. I did another event a month or so back. This is going to sound very devil's advocate, and I'm not really supporting this particularly, but it was all about sellers on Amazon. They called it the billion something sales, and it was about, you know, entrepreneurs and business people that had all these strategies for marketing their products on Amazon. And using the algos and One guy, he wanted to sell a pillow, so he sold sleep masks as a loss leader till he got enough traction on the brand name to introduce the pillow. And then he sold the pillows like a hemp or bamboo pillows. And, you know, but the point is that even Amazon is largely made up of small businesses. They've roped them all under the umbrella, so they have this huge middleman status of being able to, you know, leverage the margins between the small business and the customer. But it's still small businesses that's making the products. And even though, you know, we kind of maybe mourn the loss of bricks and mortar in a lot of, I mean, there were a couple of bricks and mortar stores in Florida that in the city I lived in, they went out of business. I was like, yeah, good for you. You guys sucked. You know, it wasn't like every brick and mortar. It's a case-by-case basis. But then the room that I was in was full of millionaires that wouldn't have been millionaires if it wasn't for Amazon. So it's like, as bad as Amazon is, it still creates opportunities for people if you know. And I mean, and of course, they don't look at things the way we might about Amazon being the big greedy monster that's taken over everything and killing small businesses. They just like, oh, wow, this is another opportunity for me to make money, so I'm going to just use it. So, you know, that's, I think maybe sometimes things are more nuanced than we want to think about them being.
I know the problem with Amazon, but it doesn't mean I don't like the service. I've always wanted to find a service where I never have to go in a store again. I thought about that 20 years ago when the computer was first out and everyone started putting an online store on that never worked. And I'm talking about the stores around me, and they just never worked. They just never were smooth. They took too long, and I could have gone to the store 3 times before I placed an order. But Amazon really made that a little more frictionless. No, it's not perfect, but it was pretty good. And
one of the major problems I might have with somebody like Amazon is I think they're leveraging government in a huge way to gain advantage over the competition. I mean, I was trying to ship a few things not long ago. Yeah, the shipping cost for the individual has become exorbitant for a lot of things. I was shocked at what the rates had increased to over the past few years. But I think probably Amazon has some sweetheart deal with these FedEx and USPS or whatever that allows them to compete on a level that other people that, and it could be volume and scale. That might be one way that it could explain it, but I think it's probably a lot.
The same way with the car companies, like Toyota and, you know, General Motors. On the surface, they seem like competitors, but really they don't step on each other's toes on purpose. There's a reason why, you know, Toyota and Honda and the likes have like a stronghold on the hybrids, you know, like the hybrid electric vehicles. GM could produce a car to Prius, but they just don't because they're not going to step on Toyota's toes.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that. They do cooperate, though. There's no doubt about that. But getting back to Amazon and shipping, because that's my business. Amazon, it definitely has a volume discount. Of course they would. Any shipper can get a volume discount. But Amazon has taken most of their logistics in-house. They have their own trucks, their own delivery vehicles. They're changing the whole contractor angle to how they hire these people. So they're like Uber in the sense.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that General Motors could make a vehicle comparable to the Prius or the RAV4 hybrid?
I think they have. They were the first with the Chevy Volt. Chevy Volt was a fantastic, it still is, but they discontinued it because they weren't making any money. There's no money.
There's a new one, the Bolt.
No, I know, but the Bolt is so far an abject failure. It's not working. And
no, the newest one's good. It's got good reviews.
I don't even think they're on sale anymore because they had a couple fire stories and now they can't get batteries. So
Are you referring to the 2022 and 2023 models?
I don't really know the details of the story. I think they might not be for sale at the moment. I'm not sure though. I'm not sure you're allowed to sell a car under active recall.
When did you hear the story?
I would say in the last few months, it may have changed. Maybe the last 6 months. Don't forget, I'm a huge hybrid booster. I drive it. I have another one on order.
Yeah, I know cars. Within the last couple of weeks, maybe. But I know that, about 2 months ago, I was looking into the Bolt and there's two versions. There's like a bigger version that like would be comparable to like a RAV or something. Then they have like a small like car Bolt.
Yeah, it's really small. It's almost like a mini. It's very small. I personally would not be caught dead in any small car, period, especially since the average car for sale, the number one selling car in the United States is the F-150. Which is a big ass truck, and I wouldn't want to get hit by one.
Sure, General Motors doesn't have anything to compare or to compete against, say, the Civic, right? Or the like the Prius. Like I said, there's no direct competitors, and I'd argue that like they could if they wanted to, right? Especially now with how things have gone, like people are getting away from those big trucks. Not everyone, of course.
I don't think people are getting away from big trucks. You are going to have to pry pickup trucks out of American non-city dwellers' hands, almost like a gun. You're not going to. No.
I'm going to keep my combustion powered F-150 until I die, I think.
Yeah. Is that what you drive? You have an F-150?
Yeah, I drive it. I can't say enough about it. It's a fantastic vehicle. It's extremely quiet, and I can put anything in it.
And it's extremely dangerous to anyone driving less than a pickup truck. The thing is higher, it's heavier, you'd be crazy to drive a small car amongst all that kind of competition. That's my point there.
My wife getting a Mini Cooper.
My point is that the Prius is a great seller here. The Civic is also a great seller here in America.
General Motors did have the great Volt, but it didn't sell and they couldn't make money. And it was a hybrid plug-in. It was a great vehicle.
Okay, but the Civic, right? Like everyone, Civic's been here for a long time, right? Civic sell like hotcakes in America.
Yeah.
I'm sure they sell that way in Ontario as well.
I think we make them here.
They're made in Ohio as well.
Maybe.
Anyway, the General Motors does not have a car to directly compete against it. Right now, right? And all I'm saying is they could if they wanted to. They have the capabilities to produce a car comparable to the Civic, right? And I think it's because they're all in at the top. They're in cahoots. Like they don't step on each other's toes in regards to what niche market they have, right? Like you're saying the Ford F-150, Silverado, like that, that's what they make their big money on, right? So they don't necessarily have to produce a car to compete against the Civic, but they could.
I got two overall comments. Number one, after the break, Rick and Rollo.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Number one, did you know the Toyota is on the verge of going bankrupt?
No, I did not.
All car companies are definitely on the extinction list. I think if the globalists get their way, and so far I don't see any evidence that they're not. I really don't see a lot of resistance because a lot of people want this to go through, all these changes, even though it has nothing to do with COVID. But it's just changes in the air, and I think car ownership will be gone. Internal combustion engines will be highly rationed and limited. So that spells the end for the car companies, as far as I can tell.
Are they going to destroy all the ICE cars? How are they going to get rid of all the ones?
No, they're just going to let them phase out. All you have to do to get rid of ICE, you just have to make it impossible to own and run a gas station.
Or they put ethanol in the gas, so that kind of destroys your older engines.
No, it depends on the engine. But, one of my favorite guys.
They can phase out the older cars. I know a lot of people just put ethanol-free gas in their old classic cars, right? Because it helps preserve.
Well, that's because they're not designed for them. There are different levels of engines that can deal with different levels of ethanol.
Sure.
But they're not going to ban guns in the United States.
That's one way of phasing it out.
They're not going to ban guns in the United States because it's against the Constitution. But they will make it really hard to get ammo. And what good is a gun if you can't fire it? So they have a million ways around things. I know you can, but guess what? You know, it's terrible. I just listened to a gun guy. Whatever the paste is to ignite the bullet, you can't find it in Ontario. So all they do is just ration and remove components. It's death by a thousand cuts. They're not stupid. So you can build a bullet now, but you can't blow it up here.
It's going to be available online somewhere.
Yeah, you know, for 10 times.
Bitcoin transaction times. Or whatever. Well, yeah, maybe.
No, I agree.
If people see an opportunity in that market where they can start competing to reduce the price, then you'll have other providers.
There you go.
And it's going to have to be a black market using a different currency.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
That is really good news. If people,
it is good news.
Forced into the black market to adopt alternative currencies. Well, great.
Yes.
It'd be better if everybody got on board the train earlier voluntarily, but
that's right. Forced,
ultimately,
that's why I am I'm big on a cryptocurrency. I don't know the best one. I just know that I'm looking at Epic Cash now because Uncle Vigilante's into it. So we should experiment and play with all these different currencies. And don't put your life savings into any of them, but that's why I was promoting this micropayment Epic Cash, where you can send me a penny and it doesn't cost anything to send me a penny. Like right now, of course, if you wanted to send me $5, you'd have to pay $2 in postage. Or you'd have to give PayPal 10%. So there's a lot of friction there. So we got to find other ways. So Epic Cash may be one of the ways.
One of the advantages that they were promoting about Bitcoin early on was that you could send $1 million Bitcoin transaction for free. I remember that being a big thing in the early days. Now, this is probably 6-8 years ago more or whatever, but now I understand that that's no longer possible, that there's all these charges that are involved in the
The network can't take micropayments, so now they started another Lightning network, which is a layer on top of it to trade satoshis, and a satoshi is a hundred millionth of one Bitcoin, so that's what it's for, but it has a million problems. So Epic Cash addresses all of that, according to the founder.
You're not anonymous if you're using Bitcoin or any of those cryptos.
Right. Well, I don't know about it. There's some of them that are branded as privacy coins, like Monero. That's how they
And Epic Cash. And Epic Cash.
And Epic Cash. And Pirate Chain. I guess those are three I know about that are supposedly untraceable. It's built into the code, whatever. Yeah, the crypto people will describe Bitcoin as a surveillance coin, straight up. That's what they call it. So that's another thing.
Well, anyway,
say in the beginning that you couldn't track Bitcoin, but that's changed, and now the fees for transfer have changed. So I guess the question I have is, does Epic Hash run into the same transfer problems? Because I think a lot of it has to do with that code and the algorithms and the speed that things can be processed on the network or something that makes it expensive to.
I don't know, but Epic Cash, take a look at it. I know you're a hip guy when it comes to technology. Take a look at the Epic Cash farce. Check it out. Yeah, check the Veep wallet.
I looked at it once upon a time when Uncle Vigilante first started promoting it, and I just looked at its performance relative to other cryptos, and it seemed like it was kind of in the same ballpark, like it wasn't any standout in terms of perceived value.
Well, in the last year, it's outperformed all of them, and now's the time because it's on sale. 50 cents, and Bitcoin is going down. Like Tiago said, right now it's at 19 grand, 19,844, and apparently there's a big buy order by the big boys at 9,000. So it's got another 50% to go down.
How would anybody know that order was in? How do you get information like that?
That's Tiago, because there's other ways to buy Bitcoin. Because of all the funds, there's a lot of mirror funds where they don't buy the Bitcoin. They just have enough money to guarantee the fund based on the price. So there's a lot of those funds. Like, you can own Bitcoin without owning Bitcoin. You can track the market. Just like I can track natural gas without buying natural gas. I don't have to take delivery of natural gas. You can buy funds that track the price.
Options or futures or things like that, I think.
Or just funds. All they are is just funds. I bought Gazprom certificates. And when I looked at my statement, I wasn't tracking it. It's zero. They took it. When they seized the Russian assets in the West, they took all this company's Gazprom certificates. So I'm out a lot of money right now. So because I couldn't buy Gazprom because I don't have an account on a Russian exchange. You can buy certificates that mirror the price. Anyway, that's another losing investment. So there's lots of ways to. Anyway, so I would look at Epic Cash. And it's great for micropayments.
And that would be because there's no real fees involved in the transfers of the smaller payments or whatever.
That's right.
All right, well, my next donation will be in Epic Cash.
Well, I just want you to try it. Just try it out. See what it's like. And just know that you're at the ground floor.
For someone that's so interested and kind of a fan of crypto, I don't do much with it in terms of practical use and understanding and what. I have a few coins, but I don't use them the way that I think they ought to be used as a true alternative.
Well, that's because there's so many different coins. There's not enough people about each coin. All right. Yeah, so as for the car companies, I think they're done.
Well, they probably would have been done so many times in the past without government subsidy.
Oh, yeah. And now the government and big money doesn't want cars.
Well, maybe big done money. In the way they exist now, but they got like trillions of dollars. So, I mean, they're not going anywhere. Yeah. Like,
oh, you know. I agree with that. Yeah, as they stand now. I think, do you follow a guy named Scotty Clymer on YouTube?
I do.
Clymer or Kilmer? Yeah. That guy's. Kilmer. Yeah, he's great. He's great.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I really enjoy it. The guy does two videos a day. He has to have a big production company after him. There's just no way you can do that yourself. I know you can't do it yourself.
It's been a while. Oh, yeah, of course he does. It's been a while since I watched
him. He's got 6 million subscribers. I listened to him. Electric cars are a long ways away from the usefulness of a gas. But on the other hand, they are... What's out there now, even though it's super expensive, actually would meet the needs of about 80% of the people that use cars. Like, most people don't go very far.
Sure.
And if they always go to a place with a plug,
there's no problem. The infrastructure isn't there to support
everyone
having these cars, though.
It's the chicken and egg scenario.
Yeah.
Which comes first?
If 100 people in your neighborhood all bought electric cars tomorrow, would your power grid capacity support that influx of 100 electric cars?
Yes, I think it would. I think it would. I think that's a big lie. I know there's no money put into infrastructure, but if the infrastructure started to sag, then somebody would. They would step up, and now this is their big chance to put big piles of public money into public infrastructure.
How long would you have to wait at like a public charging station if you?
Well, the idea is
holiday weekend.
20 minutes. The idea is, yeah. Well, if there's enough of them, that won't be an issue. But right now, my car won't fast charge. It's just it takes an hour and a half to get 33 miles because mine's a hybrid.
But it only takes a couple minutes to fill your gas tank. Like, how long would it take
you
to charge
your car?
You can much in the early stages of this, but if you look at, like, for example, power tools, if you were to go buy a set of Milwaukee, you know, drill and impact drill and oscillating saw, and you're going to pay $250 for that with a battery. And then you want to get two batteries to back it up. You're going to pay maybe $200 for the batteries. And so how many people have we seen that we know about that have had to replace a battery in an electric car? If you get an electric car for $30,000 and it's anywhere similar, that and the replacement battery might be half the cost of the car, right, when it's time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just
kidding. Yeah, you're right. You're in the, yeah, for sure.
So in another 5 years, 6 years, because all of these batteries wear out. I've had to replace laptop batteries, phone batteries, you know, everything you think it's going to be like kind of forever. It's not. It's not forever. They wear out. So the car batteries are going to wear out. And where is that going to leave people with these electric cars when they have to come up with half the cost?
Well, the thing is, the people that can afford them now, they just upgrade to a new one, so they don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, and then that's another thing to consider, too, the resale value. Like, if you get, you know, if you look at Consumer Reports and you have all the black circles all the way across your Toyota, and you think, well, I can get this car with $100,000, I'll get another $100,000 without having any major repairs. But you get a 100,000-mile electric car, are you looking at replacing the battery in a couple of months?
I don't think so.
Resale market.
I don't think so.
We don't have enough data to one way or the other on that one yet. But we do have some, you know, and except like the older Teslas. I mean, it's better. It's basically like, if you can't afford a new one, you can't afford an old one. I mean, because you're going to, like you said, you have to replace that battery.
or have it serviced in a way where it's not practical to your budget anymore. So,
well, I'd like to know how many batteries have been replaced. I don't think very many, if any, because...
Well, go check out the 2013-14 Teslas, and that you'll have your answer, at least a partial.
Yeah. But batteries do just die. Obviously, car batteries, they go. Usually at 5 years, they're done. If you get past 5 years in a car battery, then it could fail at any time.
They're rated by month. And from what I understand, they're pretty accurate as far as the life cycle. If you get a 36-month
battery. Same with my cell phone. You know, it's only good for about 1,000 charges. And if you leave it always plugged in, I know it has smart charging, so it doesn't overcharge, but after about 1,000 charges, it just wears out. It just doesn't hold the charge anymore. Same, how many laptop batteries you've been through? My goodness, it's hard to get a good laptop battery because they don't last either. And a lot of people leave their laptops plugged in, so it's not really good for the battery.
Actually replaced a battery in an Android a couple of years ago. It was a newer Android.
Most batteries, you got to take your phone apart. Most people don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. I did it, but it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah, it's possible for the iPhone, but my iPad, the battery died, and I have to send it to them, in order to get it repaired. It's not like the phone where you can replace the battery, if you know what you're doing with this iPad. Yeah, I had to make a service in order to get it fixed.
Do you think the chip shortage thing that's going on have any basis in, organic reality?
I think it's artificial.
Totally artificial, or because of the lockdown policies and other, supply chain snafus that they've created, there's a knock-on effect where the chips are problematic, or is it just okay, we're just going to shut down chips now and they just do that?
I just think that when they have so much of the world's production in one spot, China, and then they put COVID zero onto China.
The chips are manufactured in Taiwan, allegedly.
The reason I'm mentioning it is because that could also be another thing down the line that would impact the way people use electric cars. So if their batteries start going, and then you're going to need that supply chain for the batteries to be ready to go. And if it's not, then people are going to have trouble staying on the road.
I agree. And that's also the point. I don't want people staying on the road. I think it'll sort itself out, but just the way they're crowbarring electric cars is probably leaving a really bad taste in most people's mouths. Most Americans, they just don't like to be told what to do. Now, a lot of countries do. I think Canadians love to be told what to do.
Americans love to be taught what to do. I'm told what to do. I mean, at least a critical mass of people. Obviously, there's free-spirited folk here, but as a mass, this whole social media, the Twitter thing that started almost 10 years ago now, or maybe a little bit more than 10 years, I think that's really created an even more powerful hive mind where it's whatever is trending is what the reality is.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Gab from Northern California.
Priya. Hi, this is Errol C. Naeem.
Rick from Paul Macquarie.
Dimeric. You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Well, we're back. Boogeyman, First Value, talking about cars, not fakery. But I like what Lee Iacocca said. I put it on my blog a year or two ago, moreab.fakeologist.com. Where he said in the 90s, he said every car is going to be a plug-in hybrid by the year 2005.
I wanted to ask you about that, by the way. You say plug-in. Do you have to plug your car in to charge it, or does the hybrid charge itself as it's driving with the combustion engine?
Well, the answer is No, I don't have to plug it in.
Okay.
Which is why I have this car. It acts like a regular gas car. And for most people, they would never have to put gas in it because the average person.
You don't have to, but you can plug it in though, right?
And I do. I do.
I think that's what he's asking you, if it's capable of being plugged in, but I.
Yeah, that's why mine is called a plug-in hybrid, whereas most are hybrids that don't have a plug. But I plug in wherever I go, and if it doesn't have a, if they don't have a 220, 240 volts, then I just plug into a regular 120 volt receptacle, and it takes 10 hours to charge. Which isn't a big problem for a lot of people, because if they go to work for 8 hours, then they got mostly a full charge. And that full charge on my car will take you, yes, you guessed it, 33 miles. I don't know how they figured that one, but they made it for 33 miles, and it is 33 miles. I've tested it. It's a pretty much 33 miles. These Masons, they never stop, no matter where they go. And it is the most practical vehicle, fuel wise. So you go to work, you can plug in. You go home, obviously you have a full charge. But most people don't work more than 30 miles away. They just sure. That's just the average person. The average person doesn't really go very far. They don't go far to the store. They don't go far to work. They don't go far to the hospital. They just don't go very far. Most people live in a very small bubble, unless they're in the country.
Time is money, right? Time is money, so, you know. You gotta,
unless you're a country.
They might not even notice the geofencing once it's in place, because they're not going to be
going outside of it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. People limit themselves.
Part of the electric car, it's part of the fencing, right?
Yeah, but it's not a big problem. I talked to a guy who just bought the new Volvo. It's all battery. Those are no gas. Nice.
Those are sharp.
And he drove to New York City from here or somewhere down that way. And the only thing is, you got to listen to your car, he said. If you start second guessing your computer, saying, and the computer says, listen, you got to pull over. I suggest over here that you have to listen. Because if you don't, then you could end up needing a tow truck, which lots of electric guys have needed before. You're going to have to be towed to the nearest charging station. So,
do you plug your hybrid in often enough for it to have an impact on the cost of your electric bill?
Well, as I've said before, about 8 years ago, 6 years ago, I covered my roof with solar panels. So the idea with solar panels is you want to put enough panels on just to meet your needs, because you can't sell your extra electricity. They don't pay for it. They'll take it, but they won't pay you for it. So you just put enough on. And so far, I've kept my electric bills at about zero. So I had to put a few extra panels on when I got two of these things. And was charging them, because I put every day probably about 20,000 kilowatts, or sorry, 20 kilowatts, or 20,000 watts in a day. That's how many electrons I fill up with. So I got it all figured out pretty good.
My next door neighbor has a newer late model Ford that has a 7 kilowatt generator built into it, which I think is pretty cool. It's a lot of power, and just
for what though? For plugging in appliances,
whatever you want. If you want to go out to a job site and just start up your truck and run all power.
What kind of car is that?
It's a Ford F-150, the newer one.
Oh, okay. He has a converter to turn the DC into AC.
Into the truck. It's built into the truck.
Yeah, I got it. But is it an F-150 hybrid?
I don't think so. I think it's, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems kind of odd that, but that's a, I think the hybrid probably recycles DC power. This is probably.
I don't think there is an F-150 hybrid. There's an all-electric F-150 that costs $1 million and almost nobody.
There might be one by now, I think. Or maybe
I don't think so.
One. I'm not sure. I think they have a fully electric one.
Yeah, they do, but I don't think too many people have them. They're not being delivered. Yeah. None of the cars are being delivered anymore on time. The average wait, you just can't go buy a car anymore. Unless it's on the lot. Like, I ordered another hybrid, and I should have ordered it at the beginning of the year because I wanted to get it for this tax year, but there's just no guarantee I'm going to get it this year. And then they can't tell you when, because the factory comes up, goes down, and then they're missing a part, so they have to go take the car. All the parking lots in our city where we make the vehicles are full of new cars that are half built. I'm actually kind of worried I'm going to get a car that was sitting out somewhere and then decomposes while it's waiting for parts.
I wanted to comment on that because have you heard about the new car graveyards that are stashed here and there around the country?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. There's no parking anymore in Windsor, which is across from Detroit. All the parking lots are full of new cars.
There's places like in Arizona and maybe Maryland. There's some East Coast places where there are these giant rural areas, I guess, where they're just full of new cars going back from like 2013, 2014. They just never sold them and then just take them out of the pipeline and park them. And I guess
I've not heard of that.
Just what to do.
I know there's a big airplane parking lot, I think, in Arizona where all the airplanes went to hang out because nobody.
The idea is that they can't liquidate them at bargain basement prices because people will not buy the new ones. They'll just wait. Like, I'd buy a brand new 2014 F-150 for a third of the price of the 2022 or whatever. It would, it may not have the newer technology, but if it was brand new and it wasn't rusted from sitting out, why not? It's a brand new car and you're going to pay a third or less of the price liquidation level, but they can't allow that to happen.
They probably rather not sell it. So they're not devalue their brand. They're not going to devalue their brand and give you it for half price.
But it's probably not economical enough to destroy them either, so they just leave them sitting.
Well, you can't leave things sitting forever. What, are they going to wait till nature reclaims them? No, they have to get rid of them eventually, I'm guessing. Maybe they're just waiting for... Do you guys know about the catalytic converter problem? I was going to ask Frank. I watched a YouTube video last night that was suggested to me by YouTube. And they're just talking about how much the base metals, the rare earth metals, are worth in a catalytic converter.
Did you hear about the people that were just busted? They said they had like $4 million worth of them.
Well, maybe I didn't hear that, but maybe because I don't know what the price. There's three rare earth metals. There's palladium, platinum, and rhodium. And I don't know what the spot price of those base metals are, but it's really because the video was a year old.
They busted these people. I don't know where they were. It looked like some Asian people. They showed the pictures and they said they had $4 million worth of that material,
It's the three rare earth metals.
Yeah.
But the smartest comment I saw was a guy said, listen, you don't actually need a catalytic converter to pass the emissions tests if your state has them, if your car is tuned up properly. And so he said he took his off and sold it. So now he doesn't have one, which I suppose is illegal. But he said, I'm not letting someone else steal it. I'm going to take it off and sell it. And then I guess he put a straight pipe, and he just keeps his car tuned up. Now, so I thought that's the smartest comment I saw so far, if you can get away with it. Because I don't think they really do anything. I think if your car is really out of tune, I just think it's a scam. I don't think that blowing exhaust through rare earth metals is going to do much, if not anything, to the so-called noxious gases. I think it's just a massive scam. It's almost as bad as the airbags. I think airbags kill more people than they save. But what they cost is ridiculous, even all these years later.
Well, I remember when I was in Florida, probably in the 80s or 90s, they had put in this scam, and they had a lot of these little testing stations that would accept cash only, and it was $10 at the time. And you drive in there, and it looked like to me a 55-gallon drum with a dryer duct hose taped to the top of it with some kind of like vacuum cleaner attachment on the other end of it that they'd stick in your muffler, and they like a broomstick with a mirror on it they would put under your car, and the whole process just take about a minute, and you drive through and hand them $10, and I just always felt like that was a total like just cash and grab scam, that people are just lining up and driving through there and handing them $10 and driving out the other side, and it's just a complete, they look like bad Lost in Space props at best. And, yeah, I really had my doubts as to whether those so-called machines were doing anything at all. And it made me more sophisticated in other places with the inspections. The props may look better. But they eventually stopped that in Florida. I guess maybe some people wanted to open one of those drums and see what was in there.
Yeah, they got rid of the emissions in Ontario a year or two ago, because most cars now, if the check engine light is on, that's an emission problem. So they list, I think at that point, they just looked in your car if your check engine light was on, or they read the computer, because if you took the bulb out. So if the check engine light was on, you'd fail. So you had to go get whatever sensor the check engine light was calling for. So they stop with the vacuum cleaner thing here. So the end result is they don't want you driving.
So I'd love it if our buddy Original Stimulant or whatever the hell his name is would join us. That would be awesome.
Well, ping him.
I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. I'm just talking to him right now in the chat. I'm not mad. I'm enjoying our conversation.
You have a free place at the table coming up here, because I've got to exit the call and get on about my day, but it was nice hearing everyone's voice. And thanks.
Yeah, welcome back, Mars.
Yeah,
don't leave too many more times. You're only allowed to leave 10 times.
Okay. Well, I got 9 left. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess somebody could pat themselves on the back for being the emphasis that made
me. Are you still listening to No Agenda?
There's something to be said for that.
Are you still listening to No Agenda?
Yes.
It's still a good show. Isn't it ridiculous how they pussyfoot around the moon landing and the fake launches? Guys, you know, they're really struggling to figure it out.
They know what side of the bread.
It's the caveman routine.
That's a caveman routine. Yeah, it's just ridiculous, though. I don't know why.
I can't. Well, what about the COVID thing? That's probably the worst.
They're on board, right? They're on board with it being bullshit.
Oh, they're totally on board. With Adam's CIA background, I think there's probably something to that. I could see that, you might could make the argument, well, they can only go so far because they're going to lose donors if they go too far.
Yeah.
Which is possible. It may be a little bit of both. You know, they may actually get to keep their money they make from donations and whatever subsidy they get from Langley or whatever. Maybe. I don't know how this stuff works.
I think they're the, to me, they're the real deal, but maybe I'm just out of it.
I don't see how you can be at the point that they're at with looking into all this stuff in Istra and still support the system like it has any validity whatsoever. Adam goes on and on about the Constitution and voting and all this stuff. I'm like, come on, man. It's like Santa Claus at this stage. If you're deconstructing all the stuff you deconstruct and you don't realize that the whole system itself is a scam, but I don't know. I don't think you'd have to have some level of,
You can't do it for 15 years. You have to be willfully blind.
Right, that, at least.
Yeah. You can't talk about the media as if it was real for 15 years, making mistakes. There's no mistakes.
But they don't really do them. That's the whole point of their show. It's to expose how the media is manipulating, but then how can they not see the rest of the manipulation?
So yeah.
It's kind of, you know, a contradiction. I still enjoy it. But
it's a mild form of gaslighting.
Yeah, for sure. But if you're conscious of that and aware of it, I enjoy it because that's the maximum amount of time that I can expose myself to actual media.
Yeah, me too.
And personalities, like the 10 or 15 second clips.
Yeah, it's a great filter. It's a great filter, so you don't have to stand listening to Newsmax, Fox News, CNN. You know, like, those are intolerable for me at this point. Like, I can't last more than 60 seconds.
But you do get exposed to the insanity of what these people are actually saying with their own mouths.
Right, in an entertaining way. Like, they entertain you while they're doing it.
I'm talking about the clips they play from the media personalities in that insanity, which is just off the rails and insane to me clip, when I hear these people
in
talk.
Clip form, it's entertaining, right? But like, if you have to like sit there and actually listen to Don Lemon, you'll drive yourself crazy.
Yeah. Well, they do. I feel bad for them because they do listen for hours.
They get help. They get help from people sending them clips.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Sitting there listening to all of that shit. Like, that's what this producers are for, you know?
Yeah. So you're a listener too, Piggy Man?
Not recently, but yeah, I've listened to them many, many hours.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I gotta send them.
Good to reference your normie friends. If you want your normie friends to dab their toes in this type of stuff, then I think it's a good thing to reference to them, you know, the No Agenda.
To several in Florida.
Rick and Rollo is already on the site, fakeologist.com. The show from this morning is already cut and up. Thanks to Velocet. Appreciate that. So this is a separate show. This is the after show. Not part of Rick and Rollo, even though I say it facetiously. So check it out if you want to listen to Rick and Rollo and you're listening live. Is there anyone listening live? Let's see. After the break.
Bye.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
G'day guys, it's Harry L here from Melbourne, Australia, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Who do we got left here? We got Babette, Boogeyman. SMJ is in the house still. Are you listening, SMJ? SMJ is gardening. A lot of gardeners on this channel. Or landscaping.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to be. Have your own little garden, your own little piece.
Well, it looks like we have Brandon, Florida. We have two Australias. We got one unknown. I like how it doesn't know where the IP is. And we have Dundee, Houghton, United Kingdom. And another United Kingdom where it doesn't say the city. And everyone that's listening has been listening for almost 2 hours, all the way up to 6 hours. I think Napoleon's the six-hour guy. So if you got anything to say to Napoleon, go ahead and say it.
Napoleon, I love you, Napoleon. Even though your miniature miniature towers models theory is horseshit, I still love you regardless.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's been here for so many years. You think, how could a guy be listening to this website for all these years and not have moved on? That's amazing.
Yeah, he's there. I wish he'd come on and talk.
Yeah, he hasn't been on in years.
He says your Discord is infested with house clowns and masons, so whatever the hell that means.
Yes, I don't know which ones are the house clowns and which ones are the masons.
I think the masons are people like original Simulant or whatever the hell his name is. That guy. He's a mason, right?
He says he is, yeah.
Maybe that's what Napoleon's referring to. Do you think you could ping him on the call? Bring him in here?
Original Simulant?
Yeah.
Let me see. Make a day. Okay, I just pinged him.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, he's in the he's in one of the chats on the Discord right now messing with me. So I told him to come in. I don't know if he got the memo or what.
What chat is he in? Your chat?
No. Let's see. The live stream notes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
Come on in, original. Water's warm.
Yeah, obviously, they're two different things, right? Like, knowing is knowing, believing is something else, right? I mean, I guess we need technical and go to the dictionary, right? But I don't think that's necessary. I think people understand that there's two separate things, right? Now, the thing is, people kind of use them interchangeably sometimes. And I can understand that, but you know, to be clear, you know fire is hot, right? Like it'll burn your hand. You don't have to believe that.
Yeah. I've tested it.
You know your mother loves you. You don't have to believe your mother loves you. But when I tell you I love you, you have to believe that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't believe that.
You don't know that I love you, right? Like, you can't say that you know that I love you. You could say that, oh, well, Mark says he loves me, I believe him. You could say that. You can't know for sure. You know your mother loves you. You know if you fall off of a 40-story building, it's gonna hurt you. At minimum, right? Like, you're probably going to die. Well, so you know not to jump or fall off of a tall building. You don't have to believe that you're going to get hurt. You know it. So, beliefs can be dangerous. They don't have to be, but can definitely be dangerous, right? It's like, well, I believe you deserve to die. because you're a terrorist. Like we caught the 20th terrorist, Moussaoui, right? We got him. He deserves to die, right? Because I believe that you were part of the plot, right? You can't know that.
See if I can find this 9/11 story that SMJ is pointing out.
You sound like you're underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, it seems as if OS has tucked his tail. And that's fine. I understand.
What did he say?
He's just speaking in memes are gifts right now. He's not actually really doesn't have much of value to say. I know he's a fun guy and he seems intelligent enough, but again, he's just suffering from this he just likes to troll and send gifts. Which is par for the course around here. I get a lot of people trolling me. That's why my temper is so short and I flip sometimes because...
Yeah, you do flip. It's fun.
Antagonize me. A perfect example, when I get on the call, he calls me nigger right away. It's like, that's insane that I should have to put up with that. I mean, but here's the thing. The only people that get mad at being called nigger are niggers. So
yeah, it doesn't mean
really
much.
Not that big a deal to me. It's just look, if he's gonna do that, then I can say fuck or whatever the hell else. Right? If it's inappropriate, you should tell him, like, look, dude, that's inappropriate, man. Like, there's no reason to go there, right? Like, immediately. But I don't care. I say the word, so I don't mind if I don't think he should not be allowed to say it, right? Like, he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, but does it really make sense telling a drunk for the 500th time not to say it? I think not.
I think it's wasting our time.
Sure. Yeah. All I can do is admit, I obviously am wrong for yelling and cursing at you guys and going on.
Well, you're just feeding him. If you react, then he won.
You noticed I didn't react when he said that. I didn't react. I'm talking about when I went off on you, like later, like that.
Oh, yeah. You got. It's okay. Sorry, I don't mind.
Yeah, it's okay. Fine. If I'm gonna say, oh, that's wrong or this is wrong, that's fine. But I didn't. I did not react to him when he said that. I was silent. Like, he just said that, and it was just silent for a while.
I missed that.
Oh, yeah, you weren't there. You were.
I stepped out
on the call.
Yeah,
you'll have to listen to that. Like, when I first came on, like, he just like, "What's up, nigger?"
It'd be very. It's unlikely that I'm gonna go sift through 5 hours of audio to hear one thing that Rollo says, because he said it before. I know what it's. I know what it sounds like.
Right.
I get it.
But my point was, I didn't respond. Like, it was literally dead air. Like, after he said that, like, I didn't say anything. Now, eventually I said something, but for a good 30 seconds there, I did not say anything. Like, it was just dead silence after you said that. So, yeah, I didn't flip out until, we got into a heated conversation, which...
Yeah. All right. I barely remember.
Sometimes it's hard to tell if someone is being sarcastic with me on there. Like, I asked Frank if he, because he sent me a reply on a video I shared, that this is good data. I wasn't sure if he was being serious or sarcastic, right? That's why I asked him on the call today, and he said he was being serious. I get a lot of... I get a lot of people asking me disingenuous questions on the Discord and poking fun and all that. And that's fine. It's just sometimes it's hard to tell what someone's intentions are over the chat.
May I say that my intentions... Hello, can you hear me?
Of course we can.
Anybody? Oh, good. My intentions are also to flush out Napoleon Wilson, possibly the best video DJ on YouTube currently. And that's the only reason I'm, you know. So, carry on. I'll mute. Bye.
All right. That's, and we could actually hear him, and now he disappears.
What was there, no echo or what do you call it? Feedback or anything? Dropping in, dropping out, going on bus.
I hear you loud and clear for once. What's wrong with your mic? What's wrong with you that your mic suddenly works?
Yeah, same here. I hear you properly today.
Hello, Babette.
Hi there.
Did you put teeth in today?
Yes, I got my teeth in.
Okay, so you got your teeth. You got a good connection. We can hear you. We can hear you on your mic. You are in great shape. Are you drinking?
Yes, they're dangerous and gardening. You know, but it's, we just had.
You're gardening?
Yes, I was prompted. I was listening, and you said SNJ is off gardening, but he lives in a Garden of Eden type place, probably get two crops. But yeah, I was having a little bit of a garden, knocking in a fence post, getting ready for the exit. The world has turned again. And here we are, September, you know, coming up. In fact, in the back garden, I've, it's not decking, I made it out of pallets, really. But anyway, and I'm not a carpenter, nor, you know, a mason. But I've made a bit of concrete. Twin towers. Thing out of a bit of a old metal that Phil left about, and you wouldn't know unless I told you. But who knows? One day somebody might come round and say, "What's that? A bit of scrap metal in the corner?" Yes, I'll say that's my tribute to the Twin Towers event. And if they ask me any further questions, I'll say, "Oh, go on, just have a drink, forget it." There's no way of missing today. Trying to nail it down again.
Yeah.
And it is coming up. What day is it? Not what day is it. So what year is it? Sound like FBI agent Dale Bartholomew Cooper, don't I? But I'm not at all. And but what day is the anniversary this year? Is it next
Sunday?
Week? Next Sunday, I don't even know what the date is. It's 50.
A week Sunday.
Hey, Ab, you really don't know who Rick James is?
Well, I knew the name, but I didn't know the
actual. In the live stream notes for you. I posted a short 1 minute clip.
I'll play it.
Well, can you play it? I obviously can't play it. On here.
Why can't you play it?
I don't know how. Remember you were saying you need like a laptop in order to play the
video,
play the audio?
Is it from YouTube? That? Is it on YouTube?
Yes. You don't then remember you when I was asking you how to play the videos and you said, oh,
you can play it then.
You don't remember that conversation?
You can play it then.
Well, okay. I'm asking you, do you remember the conversation that we had? When I asked you about how you play things on here and you said it's kind of complicated, you kind of need a laptop in order to do it?
You need to become a moderator, and I don't think there's much chance of that.
Do you remember that conversation we had?
I know Living we talked Man? About it.
You and Living Man.
I know we talked that? About it. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I know we talked about it, but if it's a YouTube video, you can play it from your phone. Using the bot. Can I tell you how to use the bot so you can do it on your own next time?
Sure. That's what I asked you. Like last time we were talking, you said it was.
It's not that hard. Well, first of all, last week, Discord changed all the bots.
Back.
So it's been a couple weeks where we were, unless you read the help file, you wouldn't know. So I just read the help file.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I would like to know how to do that. So sure, if you want to teach me, but if you want, you can just do it yourself.
Go to bot commands. Can you go to bot? First of all, copy the URL.
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
Now go to bot commands.
Bot commands. How do I get there?
The text channel.
Oh,
it's somewhere in the list. Type forward slash play.
You said type forward slash play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now you should see a list of, I guess it's a button. It's hard to see. It says link or query.
Yeah. Yep.
Click, touch that.
Yep.
And now paste your link.
Okay.
That's the new bot. They changed it. So, of course, it has to be more complicated than it used to be. It used to be a lot easier.
Okay. So if I press enter now, it will.
Should play, yeah.
What are you gonna play, Bogus?
Because then he could buy another one.
Fuck your couch, nigga. Buy another one, you rich motherfucker. Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch. Darknesses.
See, I never just did things just to do them. Come on, I mean, what am I gonna do? Just all of a sudden just jump up and grind my feet on somebody's couch like it's, you know, something to do. Come on, I got no more sense than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet in Eddie's couch. See, I never just did things just to do them. Come on, I mean, what am I going to do? Just all of a sudden just jump up and grind my feet on somebody's couch like it's, you know, something to do. Come on, I got no more sense than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet in Eddie's couch.
Little
Angels,
man.
Okay,
hell of a
drug. Oh. Fuck your couch, nigga. Buy another one, you rich motherfucker. Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch. Darknesses. Wide nose having motherfuckers. They should have never gave you niggas money. You don't know how to appreciate it. You know you get another couch. What am I gonna do about my legs?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Sounds like he was in a crack house. That's a burger.
That was a lot of N-words. After the break.
They want to mask you like a criminal. They want to keep me holding inside. They want to mask you just like Hannibal. Immune resistance is flawed.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You can have my vaccination. You can have the change that it brings.
So, yeah, that was Rick James. This is a clip of him on the Chappelle Show.
I've never heard of him.
Telling a story about Eddie Murphy.
I don't know.
What are you talking about? It's so funny that.
Yeah.
I was so distracted by all the cussing, I wasn't getting the message.
Typo.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Yes, of course you can. Okay. I'm interacting as well.
I thought you were talking over us. Hold on. Truth I Am is in the house as well.
Yeah, you just turned up with that. No, it's not.
Yes, I think you were talking over us.
Oh, sorry, yes.
That's all right. I know you can't hear.
Put
your hearing aid in. That's the other thing you're missing, the hearing aid.
I can hear from the game shoes.
Your assistances on. I can't wait till I get hearing aids. I sure hope I don't need them, but.
Well, it's all to come yet, but mind you, you're all right. You're doing well. we got a good regime, you know, like me and Rollo and people of our ilk, Amarini, you know. Yeah, they're all right. Really. I'm a bit worried about these perpetual strawberries that I was tending to earlier. And really, you know, at the beginning of the year, and now bearing in mind these are in pots, so this is an artificial environment for strawberries. And so, really, I'm only giving them stuff that I bought from the shop, even though it was cheap, Duff Chemicals. Big shout out for Duff there.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the chemicals on the strawberries. Yeah, be careful. We don't want you to getting any neural diseases. Okay, let's hear about Rick James. Hold on. Hear a bit about Rick James. So that was an Eddie Murphy thing. 106.7. Go ahead, Boogeyman.
He was promoting the use of cocaine. But a bit like Rolo does. But I'm not sure. I didn't see the video.
I don't know.
I think the Fred Butts cut him off. Excuse me.
You and Beebe are the worst.
Well, no, Beebe's a little bit worse than I am. He was giving Miss him a what for? Stop interrupting. Stop making a punt. Stop this. Stop that. And she was just asking which way the smoke was blowing, you know. Which way was the wind blowing? That's a fair enough question.
That's a pretty harmless question. Which way does the wind blow?
Well, you know, Bob Dylan says he was into wind, but he ain't got any of these folk musicians. He's got niggas with attitude now selling his ace of it. And I tell you what, it's really difficult to keep up with some of that internal rhythm and rhyming and, you know. But mind blowing with some of those rapper kids, you know. And I was listening to Boogeyman earlier saying, well, it might have been a bit before his time. And Snoop Dogg was the only one. Don't listen to his. I still listen to 30 jazz, more or less. That's about it. Sydney Bechet, Louis Armstrong. Two favourites, you know, whatever we're not talking about today. They were dreader than dread, a lot of people say. But, well, since it's only me and you, Bus, can I ask you something? Can I do?
Say
again. May I ask you, the political temperature is like
running out. One more time.
Don't bother then. Truth I am, perhaps. Have a word with him, and I'll mute. Adjust me thing.
Truth I am, hello.
What's up, man? How you doing, Ab?
I'm great. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Are you from Colorado again? Were you the diabetic?
Yep.
Wow, good memory. How's the wife?
Good, man. Good.
You guys doing well?
Yeah, we're doing all right over here.
Are you in Colorado still?
Yeah, but here about another year or two, we're going to be out of here.
Where are you heading off?
Somewhere in the Midwest.
Oh, nice.
It's a lot cheaper over there. Cost of living is dirt cheap.
Oh, yeah. It's cheap, relatively cheap where I'm at. Not specifically where I'm at, but, yeah, the region, yeah.
Pretty cool. So,
where I'm at, they actually mark everything's all marked up. Like, they even have the 93 octane still at $5.99. I don't know why. I think he's just trying to take advantage of people not paying attention. It's nice to hear from you, Truth. I have yet to talk to you on here.
Oh, yeah, nice to meet you, man. My name's Chris.
Chris, I'm Mark. Nice to meet you, Chris.
Nice to meet you, Mark.
My name's Christopher as well, you know, Chris.
Nice.
I thought you were on the verge of civil war over there in America. Doesn't matter where you go.
No.
We got a ways to go before that happens.
Yeah.
You got to get off the couch, everybody. No one's going to get off the couch to fight.
Well, I mean, ever since that COVID thing happened, the COVID.
Yeah.
Everybody gets locked into their couches.
I got to stop watching YouTube then. I know, I thought you were on the verge of civil war. And, man. And Donald Trump is going to shoot everybody single-handed.
Maybe come around election time next year.
Well, the divide and conquer thing's been in play for a very long time.
You
know? That's a full go. The war on the mind, that's one thing Alex Jones got right. Like, it really is an info war on your mind. So
here's something. Here's a book someone just tweeted called The Collapse of Globalism and the Reinvention of the World. So this guy named John Ralston Saul, a Canadian, predicted that globalism would fall. And at the beginning of the chapter 4 called The Fall, he has a quote from Oliver Cromwell, 1653. He says,
"Where's me, Brian?"
He said, "The king's head was not taken off because he was king, not the lords laid aside because lords, but because they did not perform their trust." Interesting. So they didn't do what they were supposed to do, or basically left in power or put in power for. So that's why they lost their heads. I think a lot of these leaders are going to lose their heads.
Be fake losing their heads. I'm actually losing.
Yeah, it'll be fake. Yeah, you're right. It'll be fake.
But yeah, stop them. Stop them all. But. Okay, now we're on about the New World Order. Why are you? When was that? 2009. And this, I suppose. But yeah, these perpetual strawberries, I'm a little bit concerned about all the chemicals I'm giving them. And that's all we're getting anyway, whether it's hard to ship it to my door or whether it's thicker. You know, the shit in the food is more or less what we should be worried about. But we shouldn't be jumping up trees and going extreme fucking radicalized vegan nonsense. You know, it's just common kind of decency, more or less, isn't it? You can't eat shit. You've done a bit of dumb shit earlier, if you don't mind me interrupting and disrupting the conversation. Please tell me.
I don't know what you're saying. So let's hear more from a Truth I Am, if you don't mind, because he has a clear mic.
Yeah, what's up, man? What do you want to know?
I think you've been away for a while. What's your take on the whole COVID thing?
Well, I'm pretty much on board with everybody else in here.
Yeah.
I just called it COVID-19.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Because it's a big con.
Did you log?
Are you in the Denver area? Because I heard Denver has the highest number of homeless.
Yes, that's correct.
And are people crapping all over the sidewalks? The homeless?
No, it's not like Europe, parts of Europe, no.
Oh, Europe does that?
Parts of Europe.
Or San Francisco?
Definitely San Francisco. Yeah, San Francisco's got it worse.
Okay.
We're slowly turning into San Francisco, though, with the homeless population.
Oh, wow. And it's cold in the winter, so I understand why homeless live in L.A., but Denver? What do they do in the winter?
A homeless in Denver's getting so bad, the homeless is moving in the suburbs.
Okay, wow. So they commute for their homelessness?
Got the swimming pools there, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a lot easier to live in the suburbs as a homeless person than living in the city.
Why is that? Where do they go? There's only houses and malls.
Because there's too much of a population in downtown.
Right, there's too much competition for scraps.
After the 100%.
Wow. Well, where do they hang out in the suburbs? Because, like I said, there's overpasses, malls, and houses with big driveways.
Yeah, SUVs. Dude, there's plenty of places for them to rest their eyes. Hey, Ab, could you maybe send an invite to one of my friends?
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you. You don't need an invite to get on the Discord. You just go to fake11.com/Discord. Just bookmark that. So anytime the server goes away, just type in that link.
And fake11.com/Discord?
Yep, that's it. Okay. Anyone can jump in. Yeah, you can pass that around. I don't advertise that enough, but we don't have invite.
You definitely should advertise that 100%.
I know. That's why I don't have a lot of people falling in, because it used to be on the front page of Fakeologist. Actually, I guess I'll just put it on fakeologist.com. I don't want to promote it too much, just because I could put it on the front page, though. Probably.
Chris? Excuse me. Chris?
Yeah. Yeah, you're Chris, so is he.
I know that. And there might be an echo after him. Who's your friend that you wish to invite?
Say that again in English.
Who is... I might be able to do it in French if I think about it. Who is your friend, Chris?
Oh, Chris, he wants to know who your friend is.
I just met him yesterday at the DMV. He had a Gleason map on his t-shirt.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
So you figured he's a candidate for the fakeologists.
Oh yeah, 100%, yeah.
Who, Jackie Gleason?
No, the Gleason projection of the Earth, whatever that. I don't even know what that looks like.
I've got you. Right then, yeah.
It's not named after Jackie Gleason.
I didn't think it was, but I didn't think truth. I am looking like Jackie Gleason, but I've a very, very small icon of him, and I didn't think he was that funny anyway. That Jackie Gleason, did you?
I didn't either.
But he was a big... Have you heard that nonsense about Jackie Gleason?
He was Minnesota fat.
Yeah, you're right. But he was always Jackie Gleason. This nonsense that he was privy to UFO, disclosure at the highest level. Possibly from the young Richard Nixon or even Truman himself. I don't know.
Let's let the other Chris talk a bit more, because he has a really good mic.
I will do.
Very clear. I know, but you're not clear. You're kind of muffled.
Ah, got it. All right, but I was going to ask, in Colorado, I can only imagine what a paradise it must be with mountains.
Okay, hold on. Typo, hold on. Calm down. That's... can we... You're not muted. You're yapping. Quiet, or I'm going to time you out.
Oh.
He was on a 3-year timeout, and he came back.
Dang, that's a long time probation.
I know. It's because you can't understand him. He's got the thick accent, no teeth, bad internet, and a bad phone. It's an audio nightmare. You're a great guy, but your audio is the worst. It was getting bad there. Every now and then you get a bit of clarity, but not much.
Maybe talk into the microphone.
Exactly, yeah. Take it and put it near your mouth. That's one thing that technology will never change. You need the microphone near your mouth. Although Glenn Beck, I watched his show. You know Glenn Beck?
Yeah. Was that Fox News?
Well, he has his own show now.
Okay.
And he has a bunch of two microphones hanging in front of the guests from the ceiling. They look kind of silly that they're hanging, but
That's smart.
The quality was so good. I was just, I didn't care what they were saying. I was just blown away by the quality of the mic.
Yeah.
Even the guy, when he scratched his beard, you could hear him scratching. It was crazy. Yikes. Yeah, it was just nuts. It was so clear. It was great.
Yeah.
But,
perhaps I should ring on the telephone line.
Put you on mute. Hold on to Chris. Chris, you got to calm down.
Sorry, bud.
I know. Put yourself on mute.
I will do, but as a song.
We'll call you in when necessary.
Please shout out from Napoleon Wilson. No, it's in there, boss.
Okay, press, click mute.
He's good.
He's got so much to say, that guy. I wanted to, we talked in the past about diabetes, I think.
Sure, yeah.
I think you
talked to a lot of people about it.
Are you a type 1?
Yep.
Do you have any new information? Because obviously my daughter's still a type 1. She'll never stop being a type 1, which just causes me no end of grief.
I don't know what kind of education or what kind of doctors you got over there in Canada.
Useless. Trust me.
Well, it's probably just as bad over here as it is over there. But
they're basically big pharma representatives.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, they get a paycheck. I mean, they get bonuses, you know. So.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not any better than the doctors prescribing kids drugs.
We know that they're captured, so we know they're not going to help. We know that. There's no long-term help from a big pharma doctor. None.
Yeah.
It would be against their interest.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
They have a quota to me to get over. You know, oh, here's a trip to on us, or whatever.
Yeah. They might mean well, but they don't have the tools. They're not given any tools to help you. They're just giving you given tools to perpetuate your situation and keep it chronic. But I'm just curious, anything new in your diabetic life that you can relate to the group or to me? So I can. My daughter doesn't do any research. She's a very passive person. She's not actively trying to see what she can do to help herself, which sucks.
Well, she's probably not going to get anywhere with that then, with that mindset.
Wait, after the break.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
I am, hello. Yeah, well, she's passive about it. So, yeah, you're right. She's not going to get anywhere. What are you learning these days?
I'm trying to figure out how to cure my type 1 diabetes. Okay. To be honest with you, that's my quest. You know, type 2, it's a lot easier for somebody to heal their diabetes they're
insulin resistant, but they have insulin.
Yeah, they're able to produce insulin, whereas a type 1 diabetic is not. So,
as a matter of fact, once you start taking insulin, it shuts off your own insulin supply if you had any at all.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, that would be like an on-off switch or whatever.
Well, yeah, it's you don't have a low level, like a fuel low level sensor. It gets satisfied in your body, so your body stops trying, and that to me would cause your body to further atrophy whatever it's not using. Like if you lay in bed all day, your legs will seize up because they're not needed, not being used. But
I believe with the right dieting, with the right food intake, you can reset your body into creating insulin again.
What if your pancreas is physically damaged by, well, what do you think? Probably most likely, almost 100% in my mind, destroys people's pancreases.
Vaccinations.
Yeah. Did you think that before?
Yeah.
How far back did you figure that out?
Over 6 years ago.
And what gave you the clue? Because there's no clues out there.
Well,
not really, anyway.
I think it's silly for the people to automatically assume that type 1 comes from genetics.
Right.
It's a blind faith for that kind of assumption. Yeah. So that being said, you just have to look at somebody's like life in general at an early age. When you look at their vaccinations when they came out of the wound, and also, you know, like a tetanus shot, those kinds of things. Any kind of vaccination, man. There's so many vaccinations out there.
When were you diagnosed? How old were you?
I was about 12 or 13.
But do you think that the pancreas is poisoned at childhood? You get most of your vaccines in the first 5 or 6 years, I'm guessing. It might 1,000%. Be different now. So your pancreas is damaged immediately, but maybe it's not damaged enough to be detectable. And then when you reach a certain age, then your body obviously is larger, has more demands on the pancreas, and that's when you notice. So when you're 12, you're growing, so your body's got more body to deal with.
Well, everybody gets type 1 at a different age in their childhood, but I can say that before when you develop your sexual organs as a child, then I would say that's a good point where your body just makes that kind of decision. So I believe that the body, once it takes the vaccination, it could take up to several years for it to break down. Because like I said, it's essentially a ticking time bomb. When you find out that you're a type 1 diabetic, you urinate a lot. You are constantly thirsty.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of signs. You're delirious.
Oh, yeah. And then when they get overwhelming, because you can be thirsty and not be diabetic. So it's a slow build up to the breaking point where right. you just say, well, this is ridiculous. I just drank a gallon of water and I'm insatiable. That's the breaking point. And then you start passing out. So all these things happen really quickly, but I think they're also really, really, I think they manifest due to some kind of trauma to the body. For instance, it could be an emotional trauma. Adolescence is definitely a physical trauma because your body is just growing so quickly and changing shape and production of different hormones that it's just a super big strain to the body. So that's what can trigger trigger the manifestation. Because you don't catch diabetes, so anyone knows. You don't get diabetes from eating sugar. That's all a lie. That is probably purposely propagated by the big pharma companies to keep you confused.
100%. They like to confuse us.
Yeah, but if there's some inciting incident that just causes trauma to the body that sets off the signs because your pancreas production just gets really shut down, if not stop. That's when you know. That's when you find out. And usually you find out the hard way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
By almost dying, really. That's the
I was in the hospital for a few days. It was pretty bad.
And you almost died, probably, to get there.
Well, it was nothing like me getting sick as a child, getting pneumonia, but it was almost like that.
No. What? So you were 12, and what happened to you to cause you to have to go to the hospital?
Well, my mom was out of town. My parents are divorced, and I was at my dad's house. Yeah. And he told my mom that I had signs, you know, constant urination, dehydration, deliriousness. And so she was freaked out because she wasn't even in town. And yeah, I went to the hospital and I stayed in there for 2.5 days.
All right. Oh, so your dad was smart enough to figure out the signs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Lucky.
Yeah.
He caught you before you really went into DKA.
Yes. Yeah. It could have been a lot worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Because my daughter went into DKA, which for all you non-diabetic people know, it's called diabetic ketoacidosis, which you don't have much time when you're in that state.
Yeah. But yeah, it sounds like your daughter is not willing to make the necessary steps to make it easier for her to manage the diabetes, and that's just, I mean,
I want to be fair to her. She's got the automation, but now she's under management.
Does she have the insulin? You said, does she have an insulin pump?
Yeah, we bought that. Well, yeah. We bought that. We continue to buy it. I would have thought it would be permanent. No, it's a disposable unit. How wonderful for them. So it's good for 3 days, and then you throw it away.
Yeah, it gets expensive, man. I can't afford that.
Well, you know what? For people like you, should do a GoFundMe every year and say, listen, help make my life wonderful or easier, because the pump is a pretty good thing to have. It does obviously limit the number of pokes, injections, and anything to lessen pain is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you should start a GoFundMe if they let them just help ease the pain here.
Yeah, I've never started a GoFundMe, so yeah, I could be interested.
A Give, Send, Go. Don't use GoFundMe. Use Give, Send, Go. But
Jex, at the moment, if you can hear me.
Yes, go ahead, other Chris.
Okay, then. Medical stuff. But once again, I as good a singer that Frank is, the healthy and holistic approach, possibly to diabetes.
Sorry, I was just talking to some guy here.
You know, Frank the Salt guy, body imbalance, all this kind of thing. I'm not aware of anything to do with diabetes particularly, other than people who have it have a way of dealing with it that's been offered to them. And, but you know, once again, a holistic approach to stuff. See, my mate Phil, who's not here, but does know everything about pancreatic stuff, because he ended up with it, you know, it brought him down as a physically fit man at the age of 61. He just keeled over and he didn't know what to do. Can't remember when they removed his gallbladder without, but he was suffering from pancreatic anything. I always put it down to pork scratchings. They had a lot of them. But they try and suggest in other words, the medical profession, his doctors, people, consultants that are now dealing with his case, and I wouldn't want to do it because he'll make sure you keep honest and true. I said it was brought about by drinking, which it wasn't. He's never been a big drinker. Well, he's not a drinker as far as I'm concerned. And he's put it down to yet a lot of questions because he didn't believe that that was an instant kind of being a climber. It was an instant kind of it, you know, you can get some out of fat. But his pancreas has been a problem with him. He's still alive. I've spoken to him for a while. And what's the point? Oh, yeah, the point is that when it comes to these kind of health issues, Frank seems to think that if the body is in balance with the salt, then a lot of these things don't come about. I heard earlier that I've been posting some stuff about, you know, the cancer and the this and that and all this, God forbid. But there's a lot of my, you know, take that thought to yourself, Chris. But no, I'm sorry to hear that, mate. I'm sorry to hear about your problems. I don't know anything about it. It's just one of those diseases. But, yeah, diabetes. I always thought it was fat kids who were greedy that got it. But it seems now, you know, because this kind of thing going on about the age of consent, whether you can, if you feel like you're a little girl when you're about, I don't know, top pounds, yeah, you're surrounded by girls, you probably end up a little girl yourself, wouldn't you? But, you know, or a little fatty or a little this or a little that. And then you can go to people now whose main job is to tell you or advise, you know, get the parents on board so you can have an hormone therapy thing before you realise that you didn't need or something or other. And if you're putting it down to the vaccines, I mean, I assume this is a mercury kind of thing because the only thing I know about vaccines, and I'm not really researching them because I've stayed away from doctors all my life, I tend to towards magical thinking and possibly even Chinese medicine. Who knows? Till now, touching wood, I've been as fit as a fiddle. But if I hadn't, I don't know whether I'd go screaming, moaning about the shape of a fucking insulin pump or whether they're actually doing right by us. I don't know whether you can eat more. But the chaos will be rotten. Sorry.
All right, typo. Hold on. I'm back now.
A lot of issues. Sorry, bud.
Let's talk more to Chris.
Yeah.
So Chris, you think... Chris, no, I meant the Colorado Chris, CC. So let's get a little more info. Can you carry on from... Yeah, so she has the pump and the sensor.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if that's like having a crutch where you just... You maintain yourself. I tell you one thing, that without the sensor, going low at night would be a big problem. I can see how that'd be a huge problem for diabetics, being asleep and going low. Is that something that, do you have a sensor?
No. Well, my sensor is my wife, but yeah.
Right.
Is
that just because of the cost of sensors, which is another... I think it's $500 a month, I think, for sensors.
Sounds about right.
It's crazy. What did I say? So the pump is... what is the pump? I think the pump is $600 a month.
That's on the low end.
It could be free, really, shouldn't it, if you need them? You know, if the world needs them, if these people are now in this position, brought about by, you know, it didn't just happen. Did people have it in the past? Never knew.
Okay, Chris, you're hard to hear.
Sorry, God.
Yeah. No, I'm going to mute you in a minute. I hate to mute you, but I'm going to mute you. Because you are hard to hear. And you love to chime in. So I'm going to server mute you for a while. Never mind, I can't. Never mind, I can't.
It'd be nice to hear what he was saying.
I can't mute you anyway. I lost my powers. Great. See, it's not my server. Anyway, where were we?
You don't
have any sensor. You don't have a pump.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't.
So how does your wife know if you go low?
I sweat and my limbs move around.
Okay. So what number are you when you start to sweat and twitch? I use the scale from 1 to 33. I know you use the other damn scale.
Yeah, that's probably about what I would say.
What?
In the 30s.
Yeah, I know. That's the American scale. Let's see. I use the metric one. Hold on here. So you're in the 30s. Let me convert that. Agree. 30 is below 2. Between 1 and 3 millimoles per liter.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of stupid? The American system is also metric, but it's milligrams per deciliter. So that's also metric. But the rest of the world, the metric world, uses millimoles per liter. it's funny.
Yeah, it's just a different gauging different system.
Units. But they're different units, but it's the same metric system, I think.
It's you're right.
So why you guys, America has to always be different. They can't conform to the world, which is fine in a way, I guess, today. But let's get back. Oh, who's saying hello? Oh, here's your friend. Let's see if I can moderate him. Oh, cool. He has to join the... Tell him he has to join the Verify. Otherwise, you can't do much with him.
Where are you seeing that he joined?
I get a...
Hi, this is John Friend.
This is Mizo.
Joe from Atlanta.
Yo, mama.
Naya. I'm Buck Cherry.
It's me.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
I told him. Give him a second.
Well, it's hard to get people to read the instructions.
100%.
Actually, it's impossible.
So, yeah, what else do you want to know, dude?
Well, I'm just curious what you... So now you're trying hard to solve your... So, yeah, let's talk about how you figured out it was vaccines. Let's go back to that. That's a good story.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, all of them are bad. That's why I don't support hospital births. I support home births. And moreover, I actually support dolphin-assisted births.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, because the sonar helps the baby.
Is that like ultrasound?
It's the same kind of technology, but no. So the sonar pierces through their through the natal, and I guess it helps the frequency of the baby, and it makes them stronger. It makes the baby a lot stronger, mentally and physically.
Okay, I've never heard that. That seems kind of... Hold on, let me talk to your friend.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your take on 9/11? You think it's all fake? Or you think that they just fake the plane crashes and, you know?
I'm into the no planes.
No plain Siri. It was all optical illusion.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think they created an illusion of plane crashes and they used fake plane and witnesses to, you know, sell that narrative. So
that was the first project of Project Bluebeam.
Okay, so you think there's a possibility that there were holograms used?
Yeah, 100%, 1,000% actually, yeah.
Oh,
it's
wow,
been proven.
1,000%. Okay.
Yeah, we have the data.
Richard Gage, you're familiar with his work?
Probably. I mean,
and Jim Fetzer?
I mean, whoever was the person that found the CGI glitch when right before the plane hit the first time.
Okay, I got your friend.
Are you referring to the second?
Oh, here we are.
Plane or the first plane?
Okay, I got it.
Hi,
I'm
the cat.
All right, welcome in.
Okay, are you
hold on. Yo, Chris.
Yes, sir. Yo,
yeah, Chris, we just got somebody new in here, so hold on a minute, bro.
Chris, you said you were going to...
I'm sorry?
You said you were going to mute. Typo said he would mute.
Anyways, this, like I said, this was the buddy of mine that I met yesterday at the DMV that had the Gleason map t-shirt on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So you're a flat earther?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've deprogrammed myself from any residual programming that was lingering over the past couple of years.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily label myself a flat earther, more of a flat realm.
I'm a heliocentrist model denier. That's for sure.
Okay, cool.
Me too.
Yeah, I know Ab is a ball earth skeptic, so that's good enough in my
eyes. That's right.
Yeah, the heliocentric model just makes absolutely no sense.
Like, are you familiar with the Grand Theft Auto games?
Yeah, of course.
We were talking about this earlier about NPCs.
if you're in the game, debating whether that world is flat or round, you know, is kind of like doesn't make sense, right? It's like you are in a realm, like
right. We're like the sentient avatars.
Now they could make the argument, oh, as far as I can see, it's flat in here in my realm.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Can I ask? Sorry, can I get your what? How do you want to be called? I'm trying to see your name, but Discord keeps popping this.
I dug myself bar. I put my name as Huey on here. My name's Matthew, but I put it as Huey.
It says unearthed canum.
Unearthed.
Is that a dog?
Huh.
Wait. Unearth Darkanum.
Nope. Arcanum. Unearthed okay. Arcanum.
What does that mean? That must be stupid.
I don't know. It's just a cool saying. He can tell you what it is. I mean,
Arcanum. Okay. Arcanum means like the mysteries of the ages, basically.
Oh, okay.
What is it? It's the hidden knowledge.
Yeah, like the
what do you call it?
I guess you could lump it up with like esoteric wisdom and shit like that, but like I feel like the lamest term for it is just like a mystery, you know? Like
it's
the
mysteries of you could consider it Gnosticism.
Yeah. Yeah, I consider myself a Gnostic.
100%.
So, do you mind getting back into your hologram talk?
What's that?
Okay, I know we got. Yeah, well, can we just? I just want to say hi to the new guy just for a sec, Boogie. We can talk for hours.
Before we break his brain.
Oh yeah.
Break his brain. Okay.
Yeah. Like, no, I just want to know where
long do you need to say hi?
You're so argumentative, Boogeyman. I love
I'm
it.
I'm not, really.
Who needs
I'm
to be married? Where are you from, Matthew?
I'm from upstate New York. I live in Colorado. So.
You're from upstate New York? How close to Buffalo? Yeah. I'm from...
Oh, no. I was really close to Buffalo. I spent a lot of time in like Utica area. I'm from like Herkimer.
Are you a Buffalo Bills fan?
I don't pay attention to sports. That's bread and circus.
He's advanced. Sure. He's advanced. That's a good sign. Boogeyman has got... Boogeyman is still in... Boogeyman S and SMJ are big football boys. It's hard to get the...
I don't think there's anything wrong with watching football.
Okay. I mean, you know, everybody's got their things that, you know, they enjoy. Yeah. I enjoy skateboarding and shit. It doesn't mean that it's, like, productive to, like, the fucking grand scheme or anything. I'm not... Right. You know, everybody's got to have, like, their, like, cheap thrills and shit, you know?
Sure. You watch the Bread and Circus and know it's fake.
He just likes to poke fun at me, and, you know, at any chance he gets, he likes to, you know, throw a jab, so you just have to...
Really, I don't. You just respond so beautifully, that's the problem. You gotta manage your response.
My problem, right? Yeah.
Yes, it is your problem.
Right.
You know what's funny about you, Boogeyman? Boogeyman, you are more like Marcus than you want to believe. You are actually more like Marcus than I think you even know.
No, but I don't. The difference between me and him is I'm not a pathological liar.
Okay.
Like, I don't lie.
So that's a difference, but there are similarities. Can we just get back to the new guy just for a bit more and just find out his truth resume? Because it's great getting new people in. I know you're probing on the flat earth or on the other thing, but...
We were just talking, and you just want to steer the conversation the way you want to. That's all.
Absolutely.
Server.
What is the name of this server, by the way?
Oh, does my god!
It's not Tim's server. That's for dang sure. Because you have people listed as fakeologists, right? Like, when you look on the thing, it's everyone's listed as a fakeologist.
Bro,
so.
This shit is on the radio, bro. It's his radio show.
This is not a radio show.
Well, it's on the internet. It's on the internet, bro.
It's a free-for-all audio.
We're live.
People listen to this on the internet, bro.
It is free-for-all. I agree. I'm not going to argue. Yeah. It is a free-for-all. Let me get a couple questions in. Just, I want to say hi to the new guy, because when new people come in, we want to include them. Otherwise, they're just going to buzz out. So I just wanted to get his truth resume so we can figure out what we can talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Bring it, brother. What brought you into Flat Earth and truth and all that? Because it's all pretty closely tied.
I mean, I've always known, like, certain truths been, like, called, like, diet awake or something, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know... There's so many like comfortable illusions in life that kind of like keep you like tied to like illusions, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man. I just heard so much about like the flat earth thing, and I just wanted to disprove it. Wanted to just be able to know that I'm right when I laugh at these fucks, you know, type shit. And, could not disprove it. So I was like, oh man, I'm a flat earther. What is this?
That's funny.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know. And then everything else is just, you know, you start to piece together all the other things that you've known about, but you didn't really know that they all tie together. Type shit. Like the Kabbalah and all that mysticism. And
what do you think about COVID?
Yeah, and like, you know, CDC was calling me. CDC was like, hey, getting your COVID shot. I'm like, what the fuck are these people calling me for? Like, this is crazy. So, yeah, that just really, you know, I had a baby coming into the world soon too, and I was like, all right, I got to figure out what I'm convicted about.
Right. And,
yeah.
So, COVID tracing is like a lot of people get hired for those jobs. They call people as their 9 to 5 to check and see if they have COVID. They're like, they call them, they're like, do you have COVID? Yes or no?
Is yeah. that still happening? Because that went away. I thought that went away.
Snuff called me and was like, hey, did you get your vaccine yet? You should go get it the vaccine. And I was like, why the fuck are these people calling me? I was like, what? And I changed my number and started looking into things, you know, a little bit more deeper.
They're still doing that. They're still doing that. You just haven't heard about it. That's
yeah.
all.
Right. I have not heard about it.
I don't doubt it. Because it's still a thing. Like, people are still, like, having to get tested and wear masks and all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, quit playing around with shit.
Doctors are doctors and hospitals are still making money off of that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's hella money. They get so much money for, like, per COVID death and shit. Like, it's, like, contractual. Yeah. Like, vaccinations, you know, like, when it comes to, like, kids, like, pediatricians and shit, they get, like, so much of, like, 40K bonus, like, for every 100 full vaccinations that they...
And the respirator machine as well.
What? So you have a baby coming into the world. How are you going to handle
he's here
that?
Now.
Okay.
He's like 6 months, 7 months now.
How did you handle vaccination with the baby?
None of them at all.
Oh, lucky baby. Lucky.
Yeah, no circumcision either. He gets to keep those stem cells in his dick.
Nice.
Did the mother agree with all that?
Yeah, she was on board.
Oh, that helps a lot.
Yeah, she was almost getting duped into the vitamin K shot, and then I had to, like, really dive in, bring up some articles for her, and just show her that it's, like, some bullshit that's, like, relatively new. You know, babies didn't need a vitamin K shot until, like, the 60s, apparently. So Mother Nature must have fucked up around the 60s.
Yeah, good. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's good to hear. Another healthy baby.
Yeah. You know, I wish I could have kept him, like, completely, like, out of the eyes of the government. No, you know, like, no birth certificate. None of that shit. At-home birth. But lady wasn't on board with that.
Well, at least it didn't get poisoned. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. That's good news. Wow. Wait, when did you learn about vaccines?
I mean, I've always kind of, like, been hesitant, like, the correlation of, like, them and the autism thing, like, kind of, like, I've always been, like, a speculator and observer of things and whatnot, and I was like, dude, I'm pretty sure these things are causing autism for sure, and, and then just, you know, like, looking into it, hearing from, like, concerned mothers who are talking about their injured children and shit, like, information's out there if you look for it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Good. Yeah. You sound like you're younger. Do you see this kind of awareness in your peer group?
I mean, I'm not that young, man. I don't know how old you are, but I mean...
I'm double nickels. 5'5".
Okay.
Is that old?
No, not really. I feel like it's just like a little generation hop, right? Like, I'm 32. Yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad I'm not old to you. Are your peers as awake as you are?
Here and there. Mostly, like, no. But, yeah, I don't know. Depends. I don't really see that many people anymore either, you know? I don't really get out as much and see, like, society as much.
Probably better that way.
Yeah.
At least over
I will
here.
Say, before I had the kid, I went to, like hang with, like, some buddies and, like, just, like, this random dude at, like, the bar at, like, the strip club at Shotgun Willie's, like, I mentioned I was a flat earther, and he's like, me too. I was like, oh, no shit.
Yeah. My old roommate was...
That was like a couple years ago, so...
My old roommate was the same thing, too. It's like, there's a lot more people than you think. You just gotta ask around.
Yeah.
Is it polite to ask?
I don't know.
Well, you have to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
If you were to
with people, they think you're cool or whatever, and then be like, "Yeah, I am cool, and I'm a flat earther."
Yeah, Yeah, see, that's a good introduction to that. You just don't like publicly say that you are one without having a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, you get like some sort of approval from them first, and then let them know some truth.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the same way I conduct my conversations.
Yeah. But I'm just throwing it out there too these days, you know? Wearing like the Gleason Matt t-shirt on purpose and shit.
You get people talking to you because of the shirt?
Not really. Just homie Chris here.
This truth I am. You triggered him.
Yeah. Got him.
Yep, I didn't need to be at the DMV. I was just there because my wife brought me there to get her ID.
Now, where do you think the U.S. is going in the next year? What do you think's happening with your dear leader?
What do you mean, man? Next year's elections, dude.
It's all the same shit, you know? Except now they're getting a little bit more advanced with it, being able to have people under their electrical thumb.
Or not next year, 2024.
Their digital thumb.
Still a year and a half.
You hear about there's no clean water in Mississippi, and there's like people getting shut out of their thermostats and shit.
They signed up for that. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, it could be. I don't know if it's their own personal homes or if it's like properties that are, you know.
They should file a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Well, not if they agreed. Contract, they signed it. I think
more of that type of shit and more civil unrest and shit like that. But it's you know, fabricated to be that way.
100%.
Yeah.
They gotta have the narrative to drive the politics.
Do you think the digital ID will go through? Well, after the break.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
So you not willingly, you won't willingly go, but if it comes and you have to do it, then I guess you have to submit.
Nah, you can start growing your own food. I don't care if you live in an apartment. You can still like set yourself up like a greenhouse situation right by your biggest south-facing window.
Yeah, where there's a will, there's a way. You don't have to give in.
Yeah, fuck a grocery store.
We could all go to G-Lane for the karaoke next week. Australia is a paradise. I don't know if you've ever been, but if you don't think there's a civil war in America, then it's better, doesn't it, Lula? Do you think there's going to be a civil war?
Who's breaking up like that?
That's typo error. He's hard to understand.
Sorry.
He wants to know if you think there'll be a civil war in the U.S.
It's being fabricated and forced like to be that way. Like it's clear as day. Like they're trying to like do this conquer, like and divide. You know, divide and conquer shit. Like keep us divided and start another fucking civil war or some shit. But
that's been going on for a long time.
People are ahead of that curve these days. They're like, dude. Let's just grow some fucking food. Let's barter. Let's fucking, you know, be independent and sovereign.
Did you hear about the Maine town that declared their sovereignty?
Nah.
Thought it was Texas.
Yeah, there's a town in Maine just this week. They basically declared sovereignty without actually declaring it.
Sovereignty to what?
Right on. It's like
basically their rights to buy and sell and barter amongst their own community.
Yeah.
Without regulations, you know, from the feds or wherever. So that's the first step. That's a good first step.
Though, isn't it? America has almost been
free bartering.
Yeah, but you're in a country that barters, you lay down the rules, man. You know, hope lies in Canada, your hope, really, North America, does lie in Canada.
The government's not going to be okay with that. They need their taxes. They need their tax money.
Yeah, but you got to split it then. You got to split the cut.
I mean, that's why they've been getting like.
Wait a minute. You
might
draw mute yourself.
Sorry.
Different. You know, different factions they got going on, Antifa and BLM and all that shit, trying to like generate these different fucking factions. It's bullshit.
George Soros does a great job at what he does.
Yeah, he does a great job, man.
What do you see about, do you think there's a division between vax and no vax people in the US?
Not really. I think the people who got it kind of regret it for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not, that division between people is already subsiding.
Yeah. I don't think there was really much division there. Just some mind-controlled plebs.
No, there was definitely some division there. But like you said, I think it is subsiding.
Yeah.
So the pro-vax group. Mind-controlled,
but they're starting to realize that, like, there's no reason to fucking knock the unvaxxed. Like, you know, they're in better health. Like, I wish I was unvaxxed like that.
Pro-vax group is shrinking, and now it's becoming the regretful vax group.
Yeah, with myocarditis and fucking all sorts of conditions.
Too late is the cry. This is what they say, isn't it? Too late is the cry.
Do you know anyone vax damaged or injured or dead?
One of my buddies had a heart attack recently, and he won't see the correlation, but he's like 55.
Uh-oh. That's kind of the sweet spot for heart attack anyway.
yeah, you can say that, but I don't know.
No go.
Okay, but he doesn't see a correlation. Yeah,
he's had it like for over a year, for a while now, you know. So maybe there is no correlation, but I don't think there's no such.
The
tight end for the Bills, his brother.
The tight end for the Bills, and you broke off.
The tight end for the Bills, his brother was also like, I think he was a college athlete. He died. Like, and they say, like, basically natural causes, I think, is what I could get from it.
Oh, it's not somebody I know personally, but this kid I was working with, he said his cousin was pregnant and they got her to get the vax and that she gave like a stillbirth.
Jesus.
That's so cruel. That's so cruel to women. You know why? Because a lot of women do not recover from stillbirths. They don't even want to get pregnant.
Yeah, sure. Like, I mean, I can understand.
You can imagine. Yeah, terrible.
You know, obviously she held the baby for hours and crying or whatever. And yeah.
Oh, what a drag.
I just think it's bizarre that they're listing like natural causes for these young athletes. It's like, whoa.
Well, up here in Alberta.
You know, they got sudden adult death syndrome now. Adult death. You know, like, what is that?
Well, that was last week. That was last month's news.
It was like now, Sids and Sads. Like, you know, like,
yeah. Gotta now figure the number out what one cause is. Of death is unknown causes. That's why I'm surprised they labeled the tight end natural causes. It's easier to put unknown causes.
I have to go back and look at it. It was a few weeks ago, but I believe it was some generic explanation they gave. It just didn't make sense.
Unknown causes is the leading cause of death in Alberta, a province in Canada.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, they just say we have no idea. And no, it can't be the vaccine. That's sort of the next thing they say. We have no idea, and no, it's not the vaccine. Don't even go there.
That's I mean, if it wasn't so dark, it would be hilarious.
Yeah, it is hilarious. Well, come on. They say one of the symptoms of COVID is, what is it? Twitching anal syndrome or some BS they came up with. I can't remember. I'm missing one of the words. Oh, my God. They're just mocking at this point. It's a joke. They're mocking you.
I mean, it's a joke until you die from unknown causes. Then it's not funny anymore, right?
Not funny ever, yeah.
Well, people need to take their health in their own hands more seriously. Your health has always been in your own hands from the get-go.
For sure.
You need to take it more seriously.
Oh, and also, there's another thing people forget. Nothing's fair and nothing's guaranteed either. Like, there's no thinking
and
guarantee for you to be happy and healthy and live to 100 years old.
And add to that, nothing is equal.
Right.
It's sure. A great idea that we're all equal, but in reality, we know we're not. Now, we want to be treated by the law and government equally, but we know that doesn't happen. So should we stop pretending? We have to stop pretending and just accept it. Fight it, I guess. But men and women are not equal.
No.
Women are better at some things. Men are better at others. And there's going to be exceptions. But in general, we have to accept the differences that we're not equal at all.
Different energies.
We all have things we're good at, things we're bad at, and we all can help each other, fit the puzzle together, with our own little piece.
Hey, typo, mute. Typo, mute. You're screwing up the call.
That's why it's really nice to have new callers. People come in, with their own take on things. So I understand, Ab, why you want to get some introductory questions, so to get people familiar.
Thank you for letting me do that.
Yeah, no problem.
I got a mute typo.
So, can I ask you, Chris, what brought you to the conclusions that the things were holograms?
There's evidence.
Schumann resonance.
What evidence did you come across that convinced you that they were holograms that they used?
The plane was duped over the building. It was duped in such a way where only video editing can do that.
Oh, the plane.
I'm sorry.
I didn't get what you said initially.
There's a video, okay, that was caught being duped. The video was duped. It was made, edited, and you can tell that by how the plane crossed the building.
Oh, I know what you mean. On the one side of the building, it was on one elevation. And then when it goes past the building, it's on a different elevation.
Yes. Yes.
Sure, but that could just be a composite. Like, they added the plane to the real footage, right? Not necessarily that we're observing a hologram in real life. Like, if you were really there, right? There's a lot of people that just said they observed the tower explode. They didn't hear or see a plane.
Yes.
There was a hologram being used on some coastal area or something, not really near the towers. And then the planes hitting the towers were edited in.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Oh, okay. So I get what you mean. Like, people observing from, say, New Jersey, they may have had some type of flyby to convince them that there was a plane. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, there was definitely this stage, these people were acting to, crisis actors. But a fucking hologram being used in that video, these people being
that's assuming it's all real. Like, all that footage is legit.
If you want to know the truth, figure out, find out the Diamond Merchants right on the side of the street. Their eyewitness testimony is crucial to figuring out the no planes theory. They said see any planes. They didn't see any planes. They just heard explosions.
Sure. Yeah. As did Don Daler said the same thing. He was allegedly right down there, and he said he just saw it explode. He didn't see a plane go in. As he was quoted in September Clues. Are you familiar with September Clues?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is like literally like the first like truther thing in this server that Fakeologists is made for. It's like 9/11 is like the first one.
But a lot of people have different opinions. Some people's opinions have evolved over years. It's all fake. Some people just say that they use composites to insert the planes into real footage. Some people like you say there were holograms used, right? Yeah. So like there's different points of view coming at the same thing, right? Like we all realize that they like there were no 19 terrorists. Like that's a narrative that they created. And I believe it's just easier for them to just plant the witnesses and say that they saw a plane. And then that would just convince everyone else to follow suit.
100%. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to die on my information because I know it's true. I mean, I've already done all the research. There's no need for me to do any more research on it because I already know what's the truth.
Okay. I mean, I don't think we can know for sure if they use holograms or not, but I mean, how you could come to that conclusion.
There's video evidence.
Bro, holograms.
The fakeologists are
saying that we could be teleported now.
They're saying it's all fake. Like, they're saying that, like, all the footage is fake. That's why.
Yes.
All right. Much love to you guys, but I'm going to have to let you all go. I got to go feed this baby some butternut squash puree. And,
all right, man. Alrighty. Talk to you later. Good talk with you, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Good one.
Yeah. All right. Much love, guys. Take care.
Much love. Yeah. Later.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's what we were kind of talking about earlier. Is like, you know, the legitimacy of all the footage. If they're composites, right? Like, so basically you take, the real footage of the towers and insert a CGI plane into the footage. That's the first part of September Clues goes over. So, you know, people are saying, oh, well, you're saying this plane footage is fake, but the rest is real. It's like, well, I'm saying that they manipulated the footage and they manipulated our minds with planting witnesses down there to say they saw planes. So it was a big trick. I don't know if it's possible to project a hologram into the air. But I do know it's possible for them to just plant witnesses down there and tell people they saw a plane. Right. In reality, the only people that saw a plane were the people watching TV.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just like I said, look at the Diamond Merchant testimony.
Yeah, I'm supposed to believe a Diamond Merchant testimony?
Yes, there's several testimonies, yes, people on the street.
All right. Yeah. I mean, maybe they're legit. I can't just dismiss them without hearing what they have to say. It just sounds like when I hear Diamond Merchant, you know, it kind of triggers me in a way.
Dude, they sell diamonds on the side of the street in New York.
Are diamonds rare or is that another scam?
No, yeah, diamonds are a scam, dude. Everything is a scam, bro.
Not everything is a scam. No,
most things are a scam, dude. Yes. Have you ever heard of this guy named John LeBon?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Well, have you ever broke his brain before? Have you ever got to know him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been exposed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He's been exposed?
Mm-hmm.
Exposed for what?
for his nobody died, nobody got hurt horseshit in regards to all wars being a hoax?
No, like he's
been exposed for that.
He's a hoaxer.
He's a all war is a hoax hustler. Like I don't even think he believes that shit. Like he pretends like he does, but I think he's smart enough to know that that's bullshit. And he's run across enough people to tell him that's bullshit for him to like reconsider his position, but that he's just playing a role, right? Like that's just who he's the nobody died, nobody cried guy. Like that's, you know, like that's just what he's doing. It's this hustle. That's how he makes a living. So more power to him.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what he's saying.
No, sure. I mean, if you want to say like from the position, oh, nature, there's deception in nature, right? Like the hawk will blend into the tree in order to ambush the squirrel, right? Like, okay. If that's your angle, fine. I understand what you mean, but it's like right now, like us talking, we're having a candid conversation. Like, there's no reason for us to lie to each other about like what our positions are, right?
Oh, there's people out there.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of people, trust me, in here that like I do not trust as far as, you know, what their intentions are, right? But you know, at the end of the day, we're all here, we share a common bond in regards to like we know that the media is lying to us about a lot of these things, and they create these illusions with their live action role players, right? Like that's how they make it real, by inserting these so-called fake people into real situations, right? To give it legitimacy.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of people around here that just, oh, it's all fake, right? And like, oh, they blocked off lower Manhattan, so no one had access to that area. Well, yeah, maybe after the second explosion.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Matty from Dusseldorf, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
But yeah, it's impossible. It's one of the most densely populated areas in the world. So, you know, there were definitely witnesses to what happened. A lot of people swear up and down that they know people who said they saw a plane. So that's why I leave open to the possibility that maybe there was some type of blue beam type of technology used to fool these people. I guess, you know, I can't rule it out completely. It's just not something that I necessarily subscribe to at this point. So I think it's much easier just to fake them on TV and then, you know, basically, anyone who would come forward with a story other than that would just be marginalized and, you know, down the memory hole after a few months.
Gotta be over here in the outside wanting some water.
What's that?
I'm outside on my porch and there's a bee flying around wanting some water. It's thirsty.
A what?
A bee.
A bee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't have bees doing that over where you live?
Thirsty bees?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not, dude. Like,
I'm totally serious, dude.
Thirsty bees. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
If a bee ever comes up to you, man, that's they're thirsty.
Oh, so I should get a glass of water?
Well, with sugar if you have it.
Interesting.
Because it gives them energy.
I like bees.
Yeah. He dipped out, but he was here for a second. I probably won't see him for the rest of the day.
So you didn't grab any water for him?
Well, we can't grab it in time. It takes like a minute to put the sugar in and the water and all that.
So you've never successfully given a bee a drink of water?
Oh, I have. Yeah, I have before.
Oh, okay.
For the most part, bees, they'll hang out for like 30 seconds and then they're gone after that.
Right. Yeah, I've noticed that.
But not all of them do that.
Well, if you freak out, they might like stick around a little bit more. You know, you start breathing on them. You know?
I normally just leave them alone. But like I said, he was here for about 30 seconds and he dipped. But they literally show themselves every day over here. They're always hungry. So.
Hungry bees.
We must be like a halfway point to their nest or something. But anyways, yeah, I diverted from the 9/11 talk.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I've said all that I can really say about it over today and over the past several weeks. So,
yeah,
it's nice to see a different perspective. You know, like I appreciate, because at least, you know, you understand that there is some legit footage available of the day.
Yeah.
A lot of people around here don't believe there is any. But I think that's ridiculous. So yeah. I just wanted to hear your take on it, on what you thought. So appreciate you.
Cool. Yeah, man, no problem. Yeah, I can show you the video if you're interested.
Yeah. Yeah, could you put a link in the live stream or notes?
Yeah, I can do that.
And this is of the diamond merchant's testimony?
No, I'm not talking about the.
Oh, you're talking about merchant's. The hologram stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm surprised you're not familiar with Richard Gage. I mean, he's the one who kind of said, "Oh, all the flight paths match up, right?" And like that, it has to be a hologram. Because they all match up, and he kind of tried to debunk Simon Shack's angle that you have like the so-called dive bomber shot, right? But Richard Gage says, no, that dive bomber shot also lines up with everything else. So I don't necessarily agree with that. But yeah, I mean, you should definitely check his work out. If you think there's holograms, you should definitely get yourself familiar with his contributions. If you're not already.
Mm-hmm.
No? All right. Well, I'll try to share in the live stream. I'll try to find a Richard Gage and how he breaks down the flight paths and how he says they all line up. They're all consistent. Like I said, I don't necessarily agree, but he does make a decent argument. He did a pretty good job.
I'm just trying to find the clip.
Okay.
I was in BitChute for this. It might be better to try YouTube.
No, BitChute's probably a little bit better depending on what you're looking for. But there's definitely stuff that you'll find on BitChute that won't last on YouTube. Yeah, I guess I'll try to find that Richard Gage clip for you now.
Man, I can't find it, man. I'm going to have to do some more research on it. It's going to take some time to find it.
The clip is in. The clip you're referring to is in September Clues.
Yeah.
He uses this as an example of TV fakery, like how they inserted that plane because of it changes its altitude, like as it passes behind the building.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's spooky. You know, are you familiar with John Lear?
I don't remember the names, man, but I'm sure I've seen the work.
Well, John Lear, he's one of the first people I remember proposing that it was a hologram, right? But he's also, mm-hmm. he says that the moon has soul harvesters on him and that we are, like, human beings are on all 8 planets.
Mm.
You know, so I just kind of took what he said with a grain of salt, even though he had some good information on the planes.
Yeah.
But he said it was a hologram they used. And maybe he's right. I don't know, but he's someone who believes in Saturn, like, right? Like, he says that we have human beings on the planet Saturn or Neptune, right? Or wherever. So I think he kind of seems like discredits himself on purpose with that.
Yeah, pretty interesting take.
Yeah. So are you from Colorado?
Yes.
Sweet. I've never been out there. Heard it's very beautiful.
And expensive.
Expensive, huh? So are you close to Denver?
Yes.
I see you have a Nuggets hat on. Are you a fan of the Nuggets?
Yeah, when I watched Bread and Circuses, yeah.
Okay, so do you watch the Broncos?
Yeah.
Nice. I think they're going to be better than they've been in a long time this year.
Yeah.
I still think they're probably finished third. Division. Yeah, I mean, maybe they could fight for second place. But I think first place would be between the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Yeah. I think
you could make a case for all four of them winning the division, I guess.
The last few years, they've been a powerhouse, but I think that's changing. I think the league is getting better than the West AFC. So
you think Kansas City is going to be on the decline this year?
1,000%. Yeah. I mean, they're going to miss the key pieces they lost. They'll be able to maybe sneak into the playoffs, but I don't see them being in
first.
Well,
I'll tell you this. I would hate for my Bills to get the one seed and then have to host Kansas City. You know, like, that's one team I don't want to see anymore. Because that Mahomes, I mean.
Yeah, they don't have Tyreek Hill anymore, man.
Yeah, he's special. I hope that's enough to keep them out of the playoffs, right? Like, I don't want them sneaking. I don't want them hanging around. Like, oh, we're going to be, you know, the 6th or 7th seed or whatever. I think I definitely wouldn't want to have to play them in the first round.
They haven't gotten any better. But Oakland hasn't gotten any better either. Actually, no, I take that back. The wide receiver, Davante Adams, but that's it.
I don't see the Raiders winning the division.
They keep screwing up their rookie drafts. So, yeah. If anything else, sure. Anything else to
come back to bite them in the ass.
I think the Chargers have a good chance of taking the division over the Broncos.
Yeah, it's going to be a dogfight. That's the best division in football.
I honestly think that's about to change. I still think the Raiders aren't any better than what they were.
Yeah, you have to worry about San Diego.
The Raiders need a whole lot more than just Davante Adams, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's why I didn't mention the Raiders. I said...
they'll be last.
San Diego and Kansas City, I think, are the two teams that will make the playoffs. I mean, I guess you could put a third in there. Like, I think Broncos, they got a chance.
Yeah, there might be three teams in the West this year going to the playoffs.
Yep. I think Miami... Well, it depends on Tua, but they'll be pretty good.
Isn't Miami NFC? East NFC?
No. Nope. AFC East with Buffalo, New York Jets, and New England Patriots. So they're the team that got Tyreek Hill. Yeah, I was actually supposed to do like a 9/11 talk with Missam and go find the others today, but I think Missam has talked enough today for her taste, and I think Go Find the Others might show up a little later. So,
what time is that going to be?
Around now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were going to wait, you know, till around now, because I know this is when things die down a little bit. You know, there's a lot of people coming in and out.
That is true. You know,
yesterday until, you know, early today, I know people like to talk. And so we were going to schedule something for around noon or one. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Let's type where. Hold on. Oh, Gaia. Have you talked to Gaia before?
I have.
He left a million times. Now he's trying to get back in, but I must have missed him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Truth I Am is gone. Good guy.
Yep. It's nice to see he has a positive outlook on his affliction.
Yeah, I didn't get into that too much. I wanted to hear more because it's good to hear hopeful stories. It's such a dreadful condition. I don't call it disease. I call it, to me, it's a condition. But I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. But I think I heard some insane number that there are 180 million Americans that are diabetic, or they use that stupid word pre-diabetic, which that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. You're pre-diabetic. I think everyone's pre-diabetic, if you want to be technical about it.
Sure. It's the same reason why they have Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's basically just to normalize it. It's not to, like, fix anything. Help. It's just to say, hey, be aware, like, it's coming, like, you know, like, just this is a normal thing now, like, so know, that's coming. NFL has a whole month dedicated to it where they wear pink the whole month of October.
I know. Yeah, I see that. You have a lump, you need treatment.
Right. Yeah, the power of suggestion, right? Is like you can It's like the AIDS scam. It's like they tell you you're gonna die. Yeah, you, and if you believe them, then you're gonna kind of, your body's gonna,
it's gonna tend that
your
way.
Your body hears everything that your mind says, right? So.
LSD33.
I'm Rachel.
Konoku.
Original Simulant.
Robbie Parker.
This is O'Hallahan.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Is it hot over there on that side of the lake? Getting hot here.
Yeah, it's getting warm. We got the Blue Angels in town this weekend.
Oh, we got the Snowbirds.
Oh, really? What's the Snowbirds?
The Canadian equivalent of the Blue Angels.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do they fly the same aircraft?
I don't think so. I don't know what we fly.
The Blue Angels have F-18s, but I'm not 100%. It could be F-16.
Well, we don't have the F. We have C. And our planes are really old. But I think that occasionally they invite the Blue Angels up. It's not like they have to go far if they're flying around Cleveland. How long does it take to fly over Toronto? Five seconds?
Yeah, like probably 10 minutes. I don't know. Like,
not even. Those things. I think I definitely saw an F something fly over me yesterday. So I know they invite the Americans here. We have an old fashioned exhibition here.
Yeah.
Like the old days. So I know the American planes do come here. So it was definitely an F something. I'm not a plane person, but it shattered my eardrum.
They probably don't have permission, though, to go that far into Canada. I mean, Toronto.
Oh, they don't need permission. They can do whatever they want, Americans. Come on. They don't ask permission.
Yeah, but now that you mention it, the F-16 and the F-18, that's very, like, old technology. That's from, like, the 50s or the 60s. So
yeah.
It's funny how they only show us things that are, like, so far outdated, you know? Like, we rarely get the Raptors here, you know? We don't really see the F-22s or the F-35.
Yeah.
At least I haven't noticed them over there. But it's been a long time since I went to one of those air shows.
Whatever it is, it splits your eardrums.
Yeah, my one dog is terrified of that noise. So,
oh, it's so loud.
But yeah, makes you wonder: is that the best they got, or do they have other modern type planes? Do you think they're hiding, like, say, so called UFOs? Like, do you think they have like planes that are more advanced than the? The Raptors, the F-22s, and the F-35s. What do you think?
I'm not convinced that they are. I go back and forth on the topic of do they have advanced technology they're hiding. I think the art of war is illusion. So you just tell your enemy if we had an enemy, and as I've said before, there's only one enemy, and that's
us.
Poor people. We're not at war. They're not at war.
Sure. Well, that's why they have these air shows, right? Is to show you, hey, look, like, we got the big toys. Or do what we say.
But our toys are from the 50s. That's how old our toys are. But they're not impressive to anyone unless you're just brand new.
Yeah, it's impressive when you're standing underneath it and it goes by you, or it flies
between
buildings downtown. Pretty impressive show of force, even if it is superficial.
Yeah. Well, who are you going to drop the bomb against or on?
Well, they allegedly bombed Philadelphia.
Hmm.
Are you familiar with that story?
Are you talking about the ship?
No, not the Philadelphia experiment. I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about they allegedly bombed like some black neighborhood in Philadelphia.
Recently?
Like, I don't know if it was a riot or whatever. I'll have to pull it up No, this is decades ago.
Oh, yeah. I think I read that story. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Or like the movie Gangs of New York. I'm not sure if you've seen that, but they say that like there was fighting going on in like the Navy, like shot some shell, like were shelling New York because they were rioting. So I don't think it's beyond their capabilities to, you know, at least they can use these, like now they have the sound weapons, right? Do you think that's legit? Like they can, you know, disperse a crowd with a sound weapon?
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway. What a long call today. Good thing I have a producer dividing up the audio.
Yeah. But yeah, have you seen those, like the LRAD sound weapons, or the ones where like they say it makes your skin burn if you
The LRAD weapon?
Yeah.
I've heard about it. I heard they used a sonic weapon in Canberra this year to disperse the crowd.
Do you think that's legit tech?
Yeah, I think so. I think high frequency sound is legit, yeah. I think so. I think you can be really aggravated by
still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I pressed mute by mistake.
I don't know if you recall that show Future Weapons used to come on the military channel.
No, and no. I never heard of the military channel. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah,
from 30 years ago. I should call him, keep in touch with the guy. He's really kind of kooky, but he was a weapons expert. I think he writes for a weapons magazine now. It's amazing. He would know about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be cool if you have him on.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a long time. I should call him. He's one of those guys I should have asked about 9/11, so that means I haven't talked to him for at least 10 years.
Wow, yeah, that would be a good guy to have on, see his take on what he
did,
the rubble pile and how they came down, if he thinks that, you know, that it was just,
I would love it if he was a truther, but I wouldn't be surprised if he believed everything in the official narrative. I really wouldn't. Because if he put his name out there, which I wouldn't ask him to, he's plugged into the military community somehow, right? or the defense industry, which I'm guessing is the biggest industry in America, maybe besides drugs.
Well, you have cars, too.
Yeah, but do you think cars can't be as big as drugs and defense, don't you think?
Well, if you think about the defense budget, like how much is that is counterterrorism? That's absolute horseshit.
Yeah.
So obviously we have to question these budgets, right? Like Rumsfeld really came out and said they can't account for $2.3 trillion worth of transactions. You know, is that a real number, or is it just part of the narrative? You know, like the NASA's budget, they say it's $56 million a day. Is that real? Are they really?
I think they really steal money. I really do think they steal money. That's the one thing they do is steal money. And all that does is make everything we have really worthless. Yeah, I do think they do steal money. Because it's not hard. And there's no one watching the till. There's no one.
Well, they're obviously stealing it, but how much, right? Like, are the budgets real? Like, the number, yeah. Like, $56 million a day. Is that, like, a legit number?
Yeah, it seems crazy. But they're all overcharging each other. Whoever makes the helium, that company's probably charging a million times more than they have.
It's obviously very, like, almost zero goes to logistics of, say, like, going to Mars, right? Like, they just give you the illusion that they're going to Mars, which is obviously a fraction.
Yeah. I like IPS's idea that Mars is going to be underground, just like at Disney World. Have you ever... There's a couple of simulations to Mars. There's the easy simulation, and there's the one that rocks your stomach. I take the easy one because I hate being knocked about. But my prediction is Mars is underground. That's what IPS is. I think he's right. They're going to take people, shake them around for a few weeks in one of these simulators, and then drop them off underground.
Yeah, maybe in 50 to 100 years, I don't think.
Yeah. Time. Can you imagine if they're building a Disney World underground somewhere, a simulation? That would be so cool. And then nobody comes back because they just kill you. And they just say, oh, the plane or the craft didn't make it back to Earth.
So they Elon Musk is already setting it up. It's like, why die on Earth when you can die on Mars?
Yeah, so you'll go to Mars. Maybe they'll give you all kinds of psychedelic drugs. You'll be underground at some Air Force base, and then they'll just kill you.
There was a program on, there was a series on HBO a couple of years ago, and it was like, the premise was that these people got on this spacecraft to go somewhere, I don't know where, but then it turns out like, oh, like, we don't have enough fuel to make it, so we gotta turn around or whatever the heck. I don't know, it was a weird show, but basically it's like you got all these people on this ship. Well, did you see WALL-E, the Disney cartoon?
Hold on one sec.
That's all, folks.